Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, gather around. We are about to listen to the Scarface Tubby Show. Yay! How exciting! Listener discretion is advised.
Ladies and gentlemen, today is a very special day for your boy. I've got a short list of individuals that I've wanted on this stupid-ass show from the very beginning. The individual that I have with me today is one of the very short few people on that list who isn't an artist or directly involved with the Alaskan scene. However, when it comes to the Anchorage hip-hop scene, just the Anchorage nightlife in general, this guy is very knowledgeable as well as very well-known. He's a popular and well-loved figure in the Anchorage nightlife scene community in general. This individual is closer to my age, so this is also an extra treat because I'm in a room with a guy who knows hip-hop like I know hip-hop, loves it the way I love it. Most of my guests are a bunch of fucking hating-ass youngsters, so this one's special for me. Today I have a gentleman here by the name of Chucky Williams. Some of you listeners might know him. And this one's really special. You and me go back. Chucky is a guy who I've seen around the Anchorage scene for a long time. I came here about 11 years ago when the first one was born. And you and me always bumped into each other.
Is that when it was? Was it 11 years?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. The oldest. Well, no, actually, it's more than that. The oldest one is 13. The reason why I moved down here was I got a chick knocked up from Anchorage.
Yep.
And I started coming down here to be closer to her and the baby. And then that's when I met Raw Beats and started hanging out without the cut. And after I started doing music with Raw, I was like, there's
good
no reason.
Days.
Yep. I was like, yo, man, the best. The best. Yep. We could talk about that later,
good
too.
Good days. Yes,
yep,
sir.
For sure. So, yeah. So, this gentleman with me, he's very knowledgeable of the scene. Not only the Anchorage scene, my man knows his motherfucking hip-hop.
Don't play.
And another reason why I'm excited to do this episode is the gentleman that I've got with me is someone that I've wanted here for a long time, and we are going to do an album that I love, one of my favorite rap albums of all time by my favorite rapper of all time. Mr. Chucky Williams, could you tell the listeners what we're listening to today?
And I like to call it, man, the Black Album.
Oh, shit. The 8th studio album by Jay-Z.
Yes, sir.
The 2003 classic.
Classic.
I know for a fact that my guy here is a big Jay-Z fan like myself. He's super big into the 90s hip-hop. I've got my nerdy questions that we're going to ask him. We'll spread it out through the episode. But I'd like to get the listeners I want to get the listeners a little bit introduced to you that might not know who you are. Alaska born and raised?
Alaska born and raised, man. Providence Hospital.
Okay.
I got nothing to hide. I'm 43 years old, man. January 29th,
fuck
baby.
Yeah, seasoned vet.
Yep, seasoned vet.
Doesn't look a day older than 27.
Yep. I got two gray hairs, man, and I'm rocking with it. Yeah. But, you know, Alaska's home. Alaska's been home. I love it here, man. I love it. I travel, I come back home. I travel, I come back home. And I always tell people, I say, you know, they're like, man, Chuck, man, you still there, man. What you get out of here? I say, until that day comes when I'm tired of like a winter, I'm rocking with Anchorage.
Man. And you are one of the most well-traveled people I know.
I love it, man. You gotta get
out,
bro.
You stay moving. And honestly, if you live here in Alaska and if you're able to, obviously not everybody are fortunate enough to, but if you're able to, get the fuck out as much as you can,
man.
You got to.
It's too much to see. And it makes me appreciate home more.
For sure.
It's like I look at certain things. I go to Seattle for a weekend, LA for a weekend. I hate traffic, bro.
Yeah.
I hate traffic.
Yeah.
So when I come home and I'm driving down Northern Lights and I'm like, yo, I'm six cars behind the light.
Yeah.
Like, no, this ain't it. But it makes me appreciate it more because I could be in Seattle. I talk to people who say, you know, man, I work at 8. Shit, I got to leave my house at 6 a.m.
Yep, 2 hours.
45, 2 hour commute.
Fuck.
And then you want me to work 8 hours and then drive back home 2 hours again. No.
Fucking me and Neely Ma just went to Seattle last weekend. We usually go in Portland, but she wanted to go see the gum wall again.
Yeah.
So we flew into Seattle, and man, was that a fucking mistake, dude. Yeah. Portland is so chill, the airport there.
Always.
Compared to SeaTac. And then as soon as you leave SeaTac, I'm the same way.
Yeah.
I like going out into the cities. I don't like driving here.
Yeah, period.
But driving in like Seattle,
I get too frustrated.
Yep.
I get frustrated.
I can't handle
it. Like, I call my brother. My brother stays out in Federal Way. I call him like, yo, you drive. Come get me. You drive. But I'll get the rental if I got to.
Yeah.
But I try to plan it out. When my son was in Spokane, I used to like have to take the drive. And like I hit my brother like, yo, he like leave at this time to beat the traffic.
Yeah.
Going through here, you know, the I-5, this and that, whatever. I'm like,
so much thinking involved.
Yeah, it's too much thinking. And I'm like, I'm good. I just want to bust a move and get the hell out of here, you know. But it is. But like I say, man, Anchorage is home, man. I graduated from East High in 98.
Okay.
Hit UAA for about year and a half, maybe.
Okay.
Baby mom got pregnant.
Right.
Girlfriend at the time. Then came baby mom got pregnant. That story is just wild. Like, man, all right, whatever, you know. I'm 19, 20 years old. Like, okay, I'm about to have a kid, you know.
For sure.
And then I'll never forget the doctor's appointment. And I, you know, we learned whatever we learned at school. But I'll never forget the day where they was like, yeah, you know, we got two placentas. I was like, man, that's what's up. That's a healthy baby. They was like, most people don't you know, turn out that way. You know, they like, I'm like, I don't know what you're saying. He's like, you got twins. And I was like, bro, is it boys?
one of my good buddies, yeah. Doug in Fairbanks, yeah. A young cat, probably mid, late 20s. Him and his girl just got twin boys, right? Twin boys, that's man, up. That's, yeah.
It's huge, man. It's huge. And like,
so you remember the moment it registered that you were having two kids?
That I was having two kids.
Yeah, yeah.
I was having two kids. And
how old are you?
I'm 43 now.
No, no, no. How old are you when you found out?
20 years old.
Oof, man. 20 years old. 20-year-old Tubbs. 20-year-old Tubbs couldn't have handled that kind of information, bro,
it hit, and all I said was, should I got prepared to be a dad?
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know how. The hardest part was like telling my parents. Like, we grew up in the church and stuff. So it was like, you don't fornicate, you know, you don't do all this stuff. So now he was like, fornicate, now I got kids in a way, you know.
Yep.
And I told my dad. He was like, you got to tell your mom. I was like, well, if you want to hold me down. I said, just be at the crib, you know. So we don't write that. Mom, I got to talk to her. I got to talk to you. First thing out of her mouth was like, you're expecting a baby. So she knew straight up, like, you usually talk to me. So it was what it was, you know. And like I say, 22 years later, you know, my boys are doing great. I got both of them are here. One plays basketball at UAA.
Fuck yeah.
On a scholarship. I got my other man, Jalen. And yeah, we're talking about Jalen a little bit because Jalen's a rapper.
Yes, sir.
We're going to talk about Jalen.
Yes, sir.
That's
I'm glad
JDWP,
we are.
So we're going to have to bring that up and put my man on the map
for
a little bit.
Sure, for sure. Yeah, yeah. I definitely want to talk to you about fatherhood. You're someone that I look at, that I look up to as far as a father figure. You definitely, you seem like you've got it dialed in. I do want to talk about that a little bit later.
Yes, sir.
But I do want to start going back to the fucking, the rap nerd shit.
Do
you remember? Do you remember your first memory of rap music? Do you remember the moment where you're like, what the fuck is this? Now, I know a lot of my black friends that grew up in a black household, they were introduced to it early on. A lot of guys like me, we were introduced to it in our early teens.
Yeah.
What was it for you?
For me, so I grew up in the church. So rap was not presented in the house. Like, it was not, you know, so I grew up my whole life listening to gospel music, but I just love music. So even that, I was just listening to gospel music. I just love music, you know, whether it was like an organ in the background, the drums. I was like, man, this is it, man. I'm playing saxophone, I'm playing drums, whatever.
Yeah.
But like my partner, I'll never forget his name, Wayne Gilmore. That was my G back in the day. Elementary school, Lake Otis Elementary. He was rocking Big Daddy Kane.
Okay.
He had the cassette tape. And I was like, this dude is legit. So we rocking. So it was like the first real hip hop that I heard.
Yeah, yeah.
And then so, but I wasn't rocking it enough to really rock with it. So it's like, I think once I was like, maybe 13, 12, 13, 14, you know, and then we had KGOT, and then we had, what was the other radio? You had one more radio station. So KGOT was the main one, but, you know, they're starting to play now, like, TLC.
Yeah,
the Salt and Peppers. Like, I thought I was on, like, you know, like, rapping Salt and Pepper lyrics, you know? But I think, but my first, I want to say my first CD single, though, that I bought was Hypnotized by Biggie. That was the first single about that was a CD single. So I had a few tapes, like whatever, but I remember that one.
Yep.
And I'll never forget, I was at East High, out of school, playing it like on a speaker in the house.
Yep.
And my mom came in the house from work, was like, what is this playing? She went through, took like all my little like nine CDs and like ripped them up.
Oh, man.
Ripped them up and threw them away. But it was that Hypnotized one that had me. And then from there, I was just on. And so it was like,
I'm glad you said that.
That whole East Coast scene just hit and it had me locked. Like,
I knew this is where we're going. I'm glad
it had me locked. Like,
so I've got it on my list, but I guess we could just assess it right now.
For sure.
Out of all the subgenres, East Coast, West Coast, Dirty South, backpack shit, grimy shit. Yeah. What is your brand of vodka? Is it East Coast 90s rap? To me, I love all of it. I love the Bay Area shit. I love the fucking Midwest shit. Gun to my head, I gotta pick one subgenre, one style. Give me 90s East Coast rap.
All day.
All day.
I'm with you all day. Yep, all day completely. I'll never take that because I feel like in that whole time frame of me being from 14 to 18, 19... that's what was hitting. It was hitting, you know. It was hitting everything from the Capone and Noriega. I was like, yo, man, y'all don't know who Boot Camp Click is, man. Don't bring me. Y'all don't have to scout your Coco Brothers.
It's so crazy to look at New York now because there's really not much going on. The drill shit, I guess. But like, yeah, like you said, right? You got Capone and Noriega back then. Yeah. You got Rockefeller. You got Wu-Tang. You got Boot Camp Click.
Bro,
Mob Deep. There were so many.
And I'm like, I'm catching like DJ Clue albums. You know? I'm like DJ Envy albums.
Yes.
You know, anything. So then once the Rock hit and then you had like the Beanie Siegel and the Memphis Bleaks, I'm just like, y'all don't get it. And then you got the whole Wu-Tang era. So I'm like, if y'all don't know who Capadonna is, Master Killer, you know, and then you got, wait, who's Sons of Man? Like, who are these guys, man? Fuck, we rocking with them. So everything, and they're just dropping shit after shit.
I always like to talk about fucking rap almost like wine. What is your favorite year? Me personally, 93 to 99 was solid, but my favorite year might be 97. 94 was great, right? Because you got Wu-Tang, fucking...
Completely.
There's that whole list of guys that came out that same year, but 97 was fucking hot, too.
I think mine was like 97, 98.
98 was popping, too.
And I
think
when it hit, because that's when you had like Biggie, then you had Puff want to come out and drop No Way Out, you know, and then you had Mace following you up, and I'm like, I think Noriega's first album was coming out right around that time, you know, and I'm like... Man, like these guys, but like you say, it was like everything was just dropping. And these guys, I mean, they had it taken over. So you had the other things that was coming. And I love the West Coast. I love what Snoop was doing, Dre was doing.
Yeah.
This might get me shot when I leave, bro. I don't know.
Yes, this is what we're here for.
Say it, bro. Like
the meat and potatoes.
I'm not and never been. Nothing to ever take away. I just never got with Pac.
You know what? I was hoping that's what you're going to say.
Yeah.
I'm a Pac fan.
Okay.
I've always been Team Biggie from the jump. And back in our day, that was the unpopular vote.
Completely.
Everybody was on fucking Pac's nuts back then. Yep. And I was just always in. I love Biggie from the jump.
Yeah, period.
And I always was the outcast of my crew.
I watch Notorious when I go home tonight.
Hell yeah. You know? That's fucking funny.
But I never
had
nothing against Pac. I just never rocked with it. I don't know. He had a different style from Snoop, Dre, you know, those guys. Yep. But it just... I can't say nothing bad. And you know what? I'm 43. I might just randomly go say, you know, I'm going to listen to Tupac and Central albums on Apple Music and just say, let me get with it. But like I say, nothing against them, but it just never rocked with me like that.
So, I was more of a Bad Boy Entertainment guy.
Completely,
I wanted to wear the shiny suits.
See, that was me. I was like, and that's what like put me on Air Force Ones. I said, these guys rocking Air Force Ones. Oh, man, these guys Mobb Deep, man. Like, they got Timberland boots. Like, man, you know, and that's what it was. But I even thought... With the East Coast, the fashion was different. Like, you know, when I was 13 or 14, I'm begging my parents, like, Snoop out here. I need to go get a flannel and some Dickies. You know, so I did that. But then the East Coast, I'm like, man, these dudes is clean. Like,
I literally had military. Shirts. I had military fatigues. Everyone knew I was had no intention of going to the military.
Yeah, period.
The fucking fatigue pants with the boots.
Oh, once I said that was it. You know, you looked at, like, Onyx and stuff. I mean, these guys had, you know, they had the bubble jackets.
Yeah.
And I said, this is it. So, I mean, that was the look I was going for in high school. I said, at this point, shit, I'm from East Anchorage, so East Anchorage, East Coast, whatever, we all do it the same. And that was it, you know, so.
Yeah, I always thought the New York, the East Coast style was cooler than the West Coast style, for sure.
And then that's when they started dropping all the clothes, so whether it was like Mecca or the Pele Pele's and all that. So Mr. Rags hit, you know. So
Mr. Rags. Yeah,
Shout out to all the homies that had to plug it. Mr. Rags.
Spent many a man hour at fucking Mr. Rags, dude.
So it really hit music scene, no tub, when I was 98. I worked at Sam Goody and Sears Mall.
I got it on my list.
You got it on the
list. Let's talk about it. So, quick, listeners, even Brandon, fucking Blood Talker Brandon was fucking, we were talking about this shit. So, another connection that me and Mr. Chucky Williams here have, we both had a storied tenure at Sam Goody. A lot of y'all motherfuckers listening don't even know what the fuck Sam Goody is.
No idea.
Sam Goody used to be a franchise music store. They had them in Anchorage. They had them in Fairbanks. It was the fucking, I guess, what they call it now, FYE.
FYE,
back in the day, it was Sam Goody. And then before Music that, Land. It was Music Land. And me and Chucky both worked there. He worked in Anchorage. I worked in Fairbanks. And I loved it there. Back in the old days... Albums came out on Tuesdays, and if you worked there, you could just take whatever you wanted, and they would deduct it from your paycheck, and my paychecks would be like $20, dude.
You know,
every Tuesday, this was back in No Limit Day, every Tuesday,
they had
there's three albums. Or four albums coming out.
Period.
Yeah, I didn't make no money there, but I worked there for about a year. It was great. My roommates worked there, and apparently, my roommates, we were all doing this, but you remember at Sam Goody, they used to have the little cold drink box where you could pull out the Mountain Dews and the sodas, and you could pay for the sodas?
Yep.
Well, we would just freely take this Mountain Dews and drink them, right?
Completely. Wouldn't you?
Yeah. And our manager told us that it was okay. Well, one day, fucking corporate showed up. And they had like a record log of how much sodas had been fucking consumed and not paid for. They fired my boy.
Yeah.
They fired the manager. It was like me and one other person that didn't get fired, which was weird because I was drinking them too.
So you know you would throw them back.
But my fucking boy got fired.
Yeah.
And it wasn't on good terms. And I was like, I guess I got to quit with my man. And so then I quit. And then I was like 2 days later, I'm like, why the fuck did I quit, dude? Like, I was living life.
But my story's not as bad as your Sam Goody story, from what I was told. My story, man, I got one.
There's a legendary Chucky Williams Sam Goody story.
Man, this is it. So I worked there. It was my senior year of high school, and I worked at the one in Sears Mall. And I had it locked, you know, same thing, you know, going, I got a good job, you know, and same thing. My parents were like, yo, you want to buy your own shoes, you want to buy your own stuff, go get a job. So same thing. They was like, you get albums, we're going to deduct them. It was what it was. So, you know, we going through, we handling everything. And the best part was, like, I got the key. I became the assistant manager.
Yeah.
I got a key.
Big so, moves. Bossing up on
so
these
So I'm
hugs.
Trying to, like, be cool. And then, you know, one day, one of the homies comes through, was like, yo, man, what's up, man? I got no money. I said, bro, go ahead, man. We'll get it squared away. Next thing I know, three dudes come through. I'm like, okay, you know, we got this, whatever. You know, we good. And I'll never forget, we had, like, a team meeting. I remember one dude, I don't know, man. My man worked, like, 2 hours a week, you know, whatever. Hey, does anybody notice the rap section looks a little smaller later? And I'm like, man, I've noticed that too, you know, and we kind of left it alone. But, you know, I mean, I gotta lie, I was grabbing my joints, you know, whatever. And like you say, Tuesdays was it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was working Tuesdays. Or if I knew, I mean,
I'd be working Monday night.
Yeah,
if you're working Monday night, lit.
I put everything to the side, you know.
I, like, I brought DMX, Flesh of My Flesh, Blood of My
right?
Blood to school one day early.
Yeah,
showing it
just
the
to show
off.
It off.
Yep.
Just to show it off. But I mean, I'm grabbing No Limit albums. Like, I didn't care who was.
Yeah,
you know, I was
yeah.
like, man, it was whatever. I was like, oh, we getting a Mercedes album. Okay,
yeah.
So be it, whatever.
Mercedes.
Like, you know, just like.
Mr. Servon.
But it was so funny. I was so hyped, like, with Jermaine Dupri.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I was like, man, I'm copping that. So the thing, it just got worse because.
He said just got out of
calls.
Control,
he got out
dude.
Of control. So I'm getting calls from other stores. And there was like, yo, some guy over here has Elvis Presley greatest hits. He wants to exchange for, you know, like a Jay-Z joint. And I'm like, what? He said he bought it at your store. I'm like, So I'm like, what the fuck is going on? So I'm like, you know, I'm letting the guys, like, we just taking albums, you know?
Yeah.
So they try to take the box sets of joints to try to exchange them for cash. And so one thing I never did, I never touched no cash. I was like, whatever, you know, I was like, I wanted music and batteries.
Yeah, yeah.
I wanted music and batteries. I needed batteries for everything.
And batteries.
My disc man was going out all the time, so I needed batteries.
Oh, my
so
man's he was a real hip hop man,
Joe.
Was
it, bro.
My man's a real deal.
I loved it.
And batteries.
One day, corporate comes in, and we have a little meeting, and they was like, so what it is, basically, Charles, we're going to tell you, you know, we know you've been running an operation here. And I was like, operation? Yeah, you know, I work for Sam Goody. I do run an operation.
Yeah.
I'm the assistant manager. They was like, no, we're going to just ask you once, have you been stealing merchandise? And they was like, nah. And, you know, I'm 18. They was like, well, the camera across the hall at the fish shop. That's when they used to have the little fish store or whatever.
Yeah,
and it was like, the camera shows, you know, you coming in and walking out with bags and there's no receipts, you know. So I'm like, okay, whatever, blah, 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 blah. So I'm like, so they was like, you know, we're going to terminate you, you know, and go from there. So I'm like, all right, bet, you know, whatever. You know, I started telling my brother. My brother worked at Sears. Sears was right there at the time.
Yeah.
So he was like, bro, what are you going to do? And I was like, I mean, I got fired. I'll go get another job. So the next day, I'm at the crib. My parents are out of town this time. I'm at the crib. And the cops knock on the door. And I'm like, hey, what's going on, officer? Y'all good? Yeah, Charles Williams. Like, yeah, what's up? And they was like, yeah, you know, we have this, you know, blah, 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 from Sam Goody, a theft charge. I'm like, theft? So I'm like, man, I got to call my mom, you know?
Yeah.
And they was like, we can let you. And they was straight up. They was like, we don't have to. You're 18. Like, we don't have to let you call your mom. So I called my mom. My mom was like, don't say nothing. You know, we'll be there in a minute. So I went through the whole court proceedings, everything. The worst part, they started, like, doing whatever their investigation was. So they got people. The worst part, people was putting their names on, like, the little return exchange slips.
Yeah,
like, you guys were putting your real information.
Yeah.
So now they're going to people's house. So it got around, like, that's how they do it. Well,
Chuckie
Williams said you were in there taking CDs.
So now
I'm labeled as like the snitch.
Yeah,
like, yo, come on. So I'm telling people, like, say no. Like,
yeah.
No, I don't know what you're talking about. That wasn't me, you know.
Yeah.
So it was what it was. But end of the day, I ended up getting probation for like 3 years, $6,000 in restitution.
Oh,
yep.
Shit.
My parents was like, you don't get a PFD.
They was
like, we ain't paying nothing back. So paid it back, did my time.
Paid your debt to society.
Paid my debt to society, paid off six racks. I'm a free man today.
And look at him now. He's up, bitches. He's up. Yo.
I'm a free man. Don't play with
me. I thought we were going to ease our way to that story. We went straight to it. The Black Album is the eighth studio album by American rapper Jay-Z. It was released on November 14th, 2003. I remember this. I wanted to say this was like close to Black Friday time. It was the holiday season. It was released through Rockefeller Records, Def Jam Recordings. It was advertised as his final album before retiring. Let me ask you right out the gate. When he said that he was retiring, did you believe him?
Not even one bit, bro.
Yeah, me neither.
I'd say, nope, wasn't
I don't
happening.
Believe any of these rappers when they talk about that kind of shit. For the album, Jay-Z enlisted a different producer for each song, working with Just Blaze, Kanye West, The Neptunes, Eminem, DJ Quick, Timbaland, Ninth Wonder, yes. Rick Rubin, and also appearance by Pharrell Williams. I don't got to read this goddamn Wikipedia shit because I know this album through and through. Mm-hmm. This album came out in 2003. If I remember correctly, this album came out the same day as G-Unit's Beg for Mercy, and I had to fucking have a discussion with myself. What's more important? 2003, I was super big on the fucking G-Unit wave, dude. I was on them hard, right?
And I said, I need a tank top.
So I remember getting both the albums back, taking them back to the house, and I picked Black Album.
There you go.
Yep.
That's
this,
what it is.
This, to me, this album is flawless. I've had this discussion with a few of my friends. A lot of us throw the word classic out freely, right? Oh, that album's a classic, which is fine, because classic can also be tied into nostalgia factor.
Completely.
There's also a difference between a classic album and what I consider to be a flawless album, meaning there's zero skipping. You can listen to front to back every time. No song gets old. The Black Album is one of those albums to me.
I agree. I agree 100%, bro. Nothing about that album has me feeling, and I like you said, I have no reason to skip a song.
For sure.
And I felt that way from the first time. And any CD I ever bought, I always just rocked it through.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then as you listen to it a little more, like, okay, I'll skip track 3, skip track 5. The Black Album, 13 tracks. I'm rocking with all 13,
no matter what. That's for no question. I'm gonna give you a minute here to think about it because this is a heavy question, but I would like you to think just for the next few minutes what your 3 favorite Jay-Z albums are out of his whole discography. There's a lot to choose from, so I'll give you a minute. Ladies and gentlemen, me, my man Chucky Williams, a guy that I've been wanting on the show since I started this shit. Oh yeah, I also want to say something else that I didn't even realize until about 30 minutes before you came over. May 1st is the 3-year anniversary of the Scarface Tubby Show. I started on May 1st, 2020.
That's what's up.
Today is the 29th. We'll probably have this episode out within the next 48 hours. This is not only the Chucky Williams Black Album episode. Ooh. This is also the 3-year anniversary episode.
Hey, clapping up. Congratulations, my
thank
guy.
Thank you. You've been sitting in my fucking room by myself like a fucking weirdo for 3 years. This first track is called Interlude.
Scarface Tubby.
Okay. I've given you some time to think about it. This shit kind of slowly creeps into the album.
Yes, sir.
Chucky Williams, could you please tell me your 3 favorite Jay-Z albums in order? Third to first.
Third to first.
Yep. Your 3 favorite Jay-Z albums out of his illustrious discography, which we will talk about as well.
Number 3.
And maybe just to let you think about it for even a few more seconds, I'll just go down the list for the listeners that don't know the discography of fucking H to the Izzo. We've got Reasonable Doubt, first album, 96. In My Lifetime, Volume 1. Actually, let's play a fun game. I'm going to want to hear your 3 lists, but I've done this with previous guests. I'm going to list this album. You give me 1 to 5 Mike Source Magazine shit.
Let's play.
All right, let's go. First album, Reasonable Doubt, 1996. How many mics, sir?
I got 4.
1997, In My Lifetime, Volume 1. How many mics?
I got 4.
I really... Side note, a lot of people hate In My Lifetime, Volume 1. One of my favorite projects.
If I could interrupt for 2 seconds.
Please.
That is my number 3.
Okay.
Just heads up. That is my number 3.
Fair enough. 1998, September 29th, Volume 2, Hard Knock Life.
Ooh. That, even though Volume 1 is my number 3, I'm going to give this a 5.
Okay, I would give it 4.5. Yep. Solid album.
Yes.
1999, December 28th, Volume 3, Life of Times of S. Doc Carter.
That album, oh my God. He had some awesome features on that. That's going to be a 3.5 for me, though.
Okay, I think I agree with you. I think I agree with you 100%. This one's special to me. I don't consider this a Jay-Z album, but it's special to me, the Dynasty Rock La Familia album. Your thoughts?
That's a Jay-Z album. Completely.
I kind of think of it as like a compilation almost.
Completely. And I'm like, who's Emil? Hello. I'm going to give that one a solid 3.
I've got a question right here on my notes. Was there ever a time in the Rockefeller era where you thought Emil might have been a dude?
Yes, completely.
I remember the first time I was like, I think that might be a guy.
Was so hardcore. I was like, she gave me like some Soleil vibes in a way.
Wow.
But Soleil was badder to me. But Emil had the long hair. Yes. I'm like, I would. Yeah. I definitely would, but I'd have to question it for a minute.
I initially wrote, and I was like, you know what, it's Chucky. I was like, maybe I should water it down a little bit. My man said, I would.
I love it.
My man answered the question I really wanted to hear. Salute. Yeah, Dynasty Rock La Familia. This might be crazy. I give it 4.5 mics.
I like that.
Love it a lot.
I like that.
Okay, this one's an obvious one. September 11th, 2001, the day the Twin Towers went down. The blueprint. Your thoughts, sir?
What's above a 5?
I know, man. If there was above a 5, it would be that one.
Blueprint is my number one.
Number one album?
Blueprint is my number one.
Okay. Yep. To me, it's a toss-up between Blueprint and Black Album.
Black Album is my number two.
Yep. Okay. Yep. Fair enough. Yep. I knew we would be on the same page.
Yep, my guy.
November 12th, 2002, Blueprint 2, The Gift and the Curse. This is an interesting one. Let's talk about this one. My view has always been too many songs.
When he said, yeah, I said, oh, I got a lot of CDs in this container here. Okay. say that then. So there was some skips on there.
Yes.
There was definitely some skips. That
is shit. Woo! Oh, shit. B1 has entered the building out of nowhere.
Come on, man. Shit, we're going down here. He owes me like 20 bucks.
We're going down. We're going down Jay-Z's illustrious discography, and Chucky Williams has given me how many source mics he's given it. We've got pizza upstairs, sir. There's fruit. B40 Fonzarelli is also bringing fried rice.
And then we're going to talk about B1 in a little bit in my introduction to B1.
Please. this show just got so much better. Okay, so let's not trail far too off. Okay, Blueprint, we give it more than 5 mics. If there was more than 5, we're giving it to that. Blueprint 2, Gift and the Curse, how many mics?
I'm going 3.
Fair.
Hard 3.
I might even say 3.5.
Possibly.
But
there was a few bangers on there.
There was a lot of skippers on there as well, though.
There was a lot of skippers.
The album that we're listening to currently, the Black Album.
We're a 5 all day. No question.
Kingdom Come, 2006. I think this might be one of my least favorite.
How you do a skip? Records. How you do a skip? That was a 2. Because, you know, it was cool. I rocked
with it. Damn, he said 2.
I rocked with it.
They gave Project Pat's Giddy Green 2.5. My man gave Hope 2 mics.
I fuck with Project Pat, man.
Yeah.
Whoop, whoop, chicka chicka.
Kingdom Come was pretty, I don't want to say bad. I don't ever
It wasn't a Jay-Z classic album.
True. Would you say it's his least best project?
Yep.
Okay. 2007, American Gangster.
4.
How many mics?
Solid 4.
I agree. B1.
Say hello to the back.
Feel free to throw in your mic ratings on these albums. American Gangster, Jay-Z, what would you give it? My man went straight to the fucking 1800, dude. You're a savage, dude.
It's super sad.
It's not even, it's barely 3 p.m., dude. That's all you, Playboy.
Actually, no, 4.5.
4.5 mics?
4.5.
Well, which one?
No, it was a classic.
American Gangster.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, first of all, you had to come back after
the shit. Hold on.
Yeah.
I totally forgot. Your mic was down because we were waiting for you. Okay.
Yeah. He had to come back from that sorry ass album.
And then he
came back, especially when he did his own little boot. Blue Magic shit, yes.
Yeah. Blue Magic was solid. Yeah, American Gangster is a really good project. We'll have to do that one day. I'll give it 4.5. Mm-hmm. Blueprint 3. This one's interesting because I really like this album. Most of my friends do not like it.
I just say you don't get that often.
Yeah.
And I would do a 3.5 on it.
Yep, 3.5. I agree. This next album, my least favorite Jay-Z project, Magna Carta, Holy Grail. The only song on that motherfucker I like is the joint with Beyonce.
I thought the album cover was cool.
Yep, the album cover was cool. The rollout was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're just, the songs were a little lackluster.
Nothing stood out.
Yeah, how many mics you give it, sir?
That's a 2.5.
2.5 mics. And then his last solo project to date, June 30th, 2017, 444, an album that I like a lot. I give it 4.5 mics. You, sir?
Oh.
Oh, two burly boys fighting.
Ooh. I give it, I'm going a 4 on that.
Four mics?
One of 4, yeah.
Okay.
It was legit. I didn't give it as much run as I should have.
Right.
You know, I think because coming back to that era, I think I started starting to transition into a few other things.
Yeah.
So I wasn't still getting those same Jay vibes that I was getting from Blueprint to Black Album. You know, Reasonable Doubt. You know, all those things that just had me hype.
For sure.
Know, and stuff.
I'm going to say something. I've said it before. Some people don't fuck with it, but I miss short hair Jay-Z.
Completely.
Short hair Jay-Z. Yeah. Long hair Jay-Z. Just
my homeboy's calling him Mop Top.
Hilarious. I can't say such things. This record right here is called What More Can I Say? This is a great one.
Yes, sir.
We got Chucky Williams in the house, ladies and gentlemen. We got B1.
That's my DJ.
We got B40 Fonzarelli coming through with some fried rice. We got bare knuckle fighting going on today at 4 p.m. I just paid $50 to watch Luke Rockhold and fucking Mike Perry fight fisticuffs. Me and Brandon have been talking about it for a minute. We got Jay-Z album day. It's a great day. B1's here in the flesh. Shining,
birds are chirping.
Hell yeah, motherfuckers.
Smells like summer.
Oh, shit. Mama Bear took me to dinner last night. I'm fucking out of the doghouse, finally. Thank God.
Yeah.
It's been a long stretch. Okay, so I've got to ask you.
Still watch this movie, morning, noon, and night, too.
Oh, Fade to Black?
Bro, I will watch this.
Hey, what about, look at that. Streets is watching, still in the package. Rhyme and Reason.
You got that at Sam Goody?
Fucking, I actually I'm slowly reordering all the, dude, back in the day, I had all of the fucking old rap, low budget, fucking, I'm,
still got Baller Blocker.
I need to get fucking Killer Season, love Killer Season, The Show was a good one.
The Show was classic, yeah.
Fuck yeah. Was there ever a time in your life where you had rap aspirations, or obviously you grew up in a church? I know a lot of guys that are musically inclined that started in the church, and that was where they got their introduction to music. Was there ever a point where you wanted to make music?
I have an album.
Oh, shit.
Might have took a turn.
Oh, shit. That's why we had these goddamn podcast episodes. So, to get the gems.
There was a time in, we'll say my kids were probably, the twins might have been like 2 or 3.
Okay.
Was this TSA Chuck?
This was my Alaska Airlines rap agent Chuck. Hey, you know, so this is like...
Oh, that's how this motherfucker be flying around all the goddamn time. Okay, it's all making sense now.
This is the Napster LimeWire days. Let me download...
You and me were at that age, too, where it was perfect timing, dude.
Perfect time. I'm downloading instrumental after instrumental. Oh, I'm like, this is cool, man. You know, I'm throwing some words together. You know, I'm like, I got a thesaurus at the house.
What was your rap name?
Chuck D.
Okay.
Don't play. So at the same time, my dude, shout out my guy Dre Laws. He's overseas playing ball, right? So he's coming home for a little bit off and on. And so he's bullshitting at the house. Like, his contract, he was waiting. So he had a little part-time job here, whatever. So we're at the house kicking it. I'm not going to work because I got, you know, 2-year-old twins at the house.
Oh, yeah.
So we had the computer, we just downloaded, we just started rapping, just, and next thing I know, like, he's calling, like, yo, you at the crib? Yeah, you know, I'm coming through. He's coming over now with a notepad.
Uh-oh.
So I'm like, oh, you're like a real rapper. So we're rapping over.
You're a real one.
We're rapping over what happened to that boy instrumental.
Right.
We're rapping over, he calls me like, yo, you could get the Renee instrumental, I'm gonna send some shot, make a song for Shorty. And I'm like, oh, no, you're like real life. So we're just like, we're just bullshitting, bro, just like rapping. So, you know, we recorded the songs and saved them, and I put it on a disc. Okay. I got a disc. We probably got 19, 20 tracks on it.
Oh, shit. All pissed.
Nothing to brag about whatsoever. But if you needed 16, I might be able to help you out.
I think you do. I've always thought about it. Same thing with B. I'm like, I just know a motherfucker's got bars.
I'm a DJ.
Yep. There's certain people that I can just know, like, oh, yeah, if they need to pull it out of them, they'll pull it out.
Pull it out, yeah.
This is so good, dude. One on everybody list. We'll see what happens when I no longer exist. Fuck this. What more can I say? Chucky Williams,
classic,
you're a gentleman that, like I said earlier on when I introduced you, you're a guy that I've seen throughout the social scene over the last decade.
Yes, sir.
Anything that's popping that I've gone to, my man Chucky's there, fresh to death, always. Just on some cool shit. You're like, always.
Damn, Chucky's always out.
you always in the club scene.
Yes, sir.
And so I just wanted to paint a hypothetical. Let's say you're at an event. B1 is late, or our boy Livingston is late, and they're like, "Yo, we need someone to start this off for like 15 minutes until fucking B1 gets here." You put on the fucking Serato. Everything's queued up. All you got to do is select the songs. You just got to get the party going until the other guy gets there. You got about 3 songs you got to play. What songs are you playing to get the shit going?
Oh, get it going? Sure. We're going to go with
you're on the spot, right? But every song is at your disposal.
Straight out. Yo,
what you hitting them with?
DJ Chuck D, man. We out here, man. Yo, hit him with a little lights, camera, action, man. Start off.
Okay. Bro, oh, shit. Bro, he said that shit so confidently, dude. He had that shit already locked in.
I need you to take notes right now, bro.
Lights, camera, action.
Take notes, man. You know what? There's so many party bangers. You know what?
Shout the Lost Boys. Shout the Lost Boys. This kid's on my piece. Irish Dave, when he says the song, just fucking play the instrumental in the background. Yeah. Lights, camera. Okay. Well played. Okay.
Bro.
What are you going to do after that?
I'm going to do, I'm going to go with Fat Joe.
Okay.
I'm going to make it rain a little bit. You know, just kind of keep them hyped a little bit, but not a dance off. I like to see people dance. I miss the old school days when we used to go to the club and dance.
Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah.
Honestly, I don't condone what everybody makes with their life choices, but I'm going to fuck with a little mystical.
Hilarious!
Mystical action. You know, I'm play Shake That Ass.
Speaking of rapists, are you still comfortable listening to fucking Jay-Z's Best of Both Worlds with R. Kelly, an album that I consider to be a classic?
Listen to both 1 and 2.
Yeah. I still do.
I have a Rockefeller book in my car right now with all the CDs.
Oh, man.
Mind you, ladies and gentlemen, I do not have a CD player in my car.
Chucky Williams, can you tell him about your fucking CD collection? Because as a guy who grew up collecting CDs, it's an impressive
one. Boxes still of CDs. I've got duffel bags of CDs. I've got books of the mixtapes that these guys were dropping. Like, I'll go home right now and listen to when Jada and Beanie Siegel had the beef.
Oh, what is even? I love it when you motherfuckers hear that know the shit that I grew up on, man. I'm over here with fucking Saint Dion and these motherfuckers talking about Playboy Cardi. I don't know how to fucking talk about that dumb shit. Well, they don't know about Beanie Siegel, Jadakiss beef, the rap battle. Both of those motherfuckers brought it, dog.
And I still have all my CDs. I've always told myself I'm going to put them on a hard drive, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Haven't gotten to it, but they sit there.
What did Jada say about I ate too many Beanie Macs or some shit? Man, dog.
Bro, it was, man. Those was days of real hip hop.
What did Hov say? He said, you think I drink soda the way I sun kiss? I was like, oh, shit.
You're not going to see beef like that no more.
Fuck no. You're not going to see beef like that.
These guys, I don't know what they rap about now. I mean,
suicide, they be rapping about.
Right?
Fucking pussies. No, I'm joking. Hey, I do want to ask you another question. During this era, perfect timing, as this song begins to play, how many button-ups did you buy during the Black Album Jay-Z era? I bought a few, actually.
You know you was over at What's-His-Face, the Northway Mall.
At Lace Em Up.
Yeah.
Lace Em Up.
And then at that time, you know, Jay-Z had the Rockefeller, so I'm getting them.
Where was your regular rotation to get fitted? Where was Chucky D going to get dripped up at in the old Anchorage?
Mr. Rags. When Burlington hit heavy,
yep.
I was in Diamond Burlington nonstop, man. It was nothing, no question whatsoever.
Fat Farm all day.
Bro, Fat Farm. That's what I say, man. I was like, I need a mech.
How much did you own a lot of Rockaware?
I owned a ton of Rockaware.
He said I still have a ton of Rockaware.
I still have probably like 3 Rockaware belts.
Nice.
At home. Big buckle belts. No, I don't wear them in case somebody was going to ask. But no, I had Rockaware. I had the denim suits.
I still have the brown and tan. Right now in my room, in a box in the corner, I've got the brown and tan S. Dot Carter Reeboks. Ugly as shit, dude.
Oh, my God. Classic.
Ugly as shit. You had a pair of S. Dot Carter Reeboks.
I did, man. I had to.
I know you did.
I had to. Anything he was doing.
Be honest. Did you have the G-Unit Reeboks?
No, I never did.
Okay, good call.
I wanted to.
I almost did. I'm glad I never did.
I wanted to. Just
two things I wanted. I wanted the G-Unit Reeboks. I wanted the G-Unit Wife Beaters. But I knew that 10 years down the road, it would haunt me and it'd kick me in the ass, so I never did.
I wanted a G-Unit Wife Beater, and especially when he came on.
I did not have the build for it.
I know I didn't.
Imagine a pudgy little Asian dude with the 50 Cent Wife Beater on.
Man, I don't know where I was going to go, but I was like, man, I was going to rock this shit and be like, man, maybe I'll go to Coots. Rock it and be good.
Hey, you let nobody in that time.
Yeah, right?
No rags, no jerseys, no tips.
Take it off. I tried to go to Coots one day. He had a polo shirt that just had like a 47 on it. He was like, that's considered a jersey. Yeah. He was like, bro, it's got 2 buttons.
That's hilarious. You're also a man that goes out and enjoys a cocktail here and there. I know you and me have had a couple together as friends. What are your 3 go-to drinks at the bar, sir? You're going out for a lit night. What are your 3 go-to drinks? I know you're a Tito's fan, if I remember correctly.
Tito's is second. I'm Grey Goose, 100%.
Grey Goose, number one?
Grey
Goose,
100%. And my mix is with Grey Goose, because that's usually what I'm going to stick with.
Okay.
My main go-to is Goose and Cran.
Yep, same here.
I like Goose, lemonade, and Cran.
Okay.
Goose, Cran, and pineapple.
Okay.
Goose, club soda, and cran.
Okay, well played, well played. So you're just strictly a vodka guy, huh? You don't vodka dabble in anything else?
I took a shot of Casamigos like 4 weeks ago. I had a headache for like
Yeah.
This man say he's giving you the cheat code. Still be lit.
Let's go to this next record. I love this one. I've always kind of wanted a Jay-Z Timbaland collabo album. I also wanted a Jay-Z DJ Premier album, but we're never going to get either one of those. There is a new Justin Timberlake album coming out, produced by Timbaland. Old school Justin
sure is.
Timberlake shit.
Yeah. Sure,
I'm excited for that.
Yeah, but I want a Justin and Pharrell.
Say again? Justin and Pharrell is always great, too.
That would actually go hard.
Yeah.
Yep. That would go hard.
Can I get
right
that?
Now. Especially
we got
original
two already
JT.
We already got two from JT and Tim. Can I get Pharrell one more time?
True, true. Good
that
point.
Would be tough.
Good point. You are a guy who is very well tapped into the Anchorage scene. You've seen this music shit go on here in Alaska as long as I have.
Yes,
I'd like to ask you, sir, who is your favorite or who do you consider to be the greatest Alaskan rapper of all time? You can only pick one. Everybody wants to be politically correct and do honorable mentions. You get to pick one rapper.
I don't need no honorable mentions.
Chuck D's favorite.
I'm rocking with my guy Boots all day.
Bro. All day. I figured that would be the answer. Shout out to Josh Boots.
That's my guy. Man.
Fuck yeah.
Scarface Tubby.
What's up, everybody? This is Irish Dave, and you're listening to the Scarface Tubby Show.
Yeah, Boots and Soiled Seed came over and did Mobb Deep's fucking, which album was it? Hell on Earth? I think it was Hell on Earth. Okay. Maybe it was Infamous. They did Infamous. That was a great album.
That was a great album.
Like a wrestler, yes sir. Keep the heck of the close, you know the smokers attention, but like 52 cards went out. I'm through dealing now. 52 bars come out. Now you, what would you consider to be Jay-Z's least favorite song in his entire catalog? Mine is It's Easy for Me. H to the Izzo. Something about that record I've never liked. I love Jay-Z. There's not many songs that I would say that Jay-Z has that I consider unbearable to listen to. H to the Izzo. Oh man, I hate it. I hate the hook. I hate the beat. It just, you could tell he was making a single, and I love.
They had to put something.
I love Blueprint, and so it fits well with the other songs in the album.
Mm-hmm.
The song by itself, I just can't, if it comes on, I immediately skip it. What is your least favorite Jay-Z song? Take as much time as you need, sir.
Man, give me 2 seconds. I'm gonna pull up the list, man. I gotta pull up my list.
Back on the map, me and my beautiful
bitch.
No,
you know what? I'll tell you, I can't think of the name of it, but it was from the Gift and the Curse album. Let me see, I'll pull it up for you right now.
Black album in a back. My listeners are saying that they want to hear more of the music, so here you motherfuckers go. We gonna let this shit cook for about 30 seconds.
Sir.
Maybe. I wish Brandon would show up with his fucking fried rice already. I've been thinking about it all day. Shout out to our boy Brandon, formerly of Sicario Tacos, now it's Guapo Tacos. He's going to unveil his new business, his new taco shit on Cinco de Mayo at the Willow Wall Roof.
Sir.
His sous chef, Javi, owes me 100 push-ups because he wanted to tell me that goddamn Ryan Garcia was going to knock out Tank Davis like stupid motherfucker. So now my guy Javi on Cinco de Mayo has got to do 100 push-ups. I'm gonna show him some mercy. I'm gonna let him spread it out, but on command. At any given point, when I say he's gotta drop and do 10, he's gotta drop and do 10. And he's gonna be cooking tacos all goddamn day. He's gonna be sweating like a motherfucking dog.
Completely.
Did you watch that fight?
I did.
Man.
I'm not taking a knee like that, bro.
That body shot was so quick that I initially didn't even know what the fuck happened. I was like, what the fuck?
When I saw him take a knee, I'm like, what did I miss?
Yeah, it was so quick.
And so as I went back, like, I mean, it was a good-ass body shot.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, could he have fought through that? I feel like it was so delayed. I don't know.
Yeah. But I'm sure it takes about a second for it to realize, like, oh, my body is shutting down. Yeah.
It shut down.
I've never been hit like that, but I have been hit in the gut before where you can't even breathe,
it
right?
Yeah, it's
like,
takes everything out of you.
Yeah. Yeah, man, he went out like a bitch. Oh, I love this one right here.
I got a good song for you. Not a good song. You said my least favorite.
Yes.
I rocked with it, but I don't know. Okay, because I'm not a rock and roll guy. So when he did Guns N' Roses with Lenny Kravitz.
Okay.
I liked it, but I didn't like
Damn, I totally forgot about that song.
And it got a lot of play.
Yeah.
You know, understandable.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm like, it kind of gave me a headache.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not getting in front. You know, it was like, okay. You
did
know.
Did you fuck with the Jay-Z Linkin Park shit?
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was legit.
Hell yeah. B1, what would you consider your least favorite Jay-Z song? I'm sure as a DJ you got to play a lot that you don't really love.
It's a guilty pleasure.
Say again.
It's a guilty pleasure. Yes. Sunshine.
You don't like Sunshine? Damn.
Why?
Volume one.
I don't like that.
He said. Jay-Z like said that was a song that he dislikes the most out of his, and he doesn't like
that's
the video
that's
and shit.
Shiny shoot.
Duh,
shiny
I love shoot. That song, bro. We do this thing at the end of every episode.
Run that back one time.
We do this thing at the end of every episode. After the album's done, we do randoms, right? Yeah. Whoever the topic artist is that episode, we can play random songs related to that artist. I might have to play
We're
Sunshine
run it.
Now.
We should run it.
We have to play Sunshine now. Little fun fact about this song, y'all. This song right here is called Threat. There was a producer named Ninth Wonder. He's down with Little Brother. He produces on Fruity Loops, and before Fruity Loops became like the go-to software that producers use, not a lot of producers were doing it, at least on a commercial level. Jay-Z gave Ninth Wonder a R. Kelly song and basically told him to make something with it. And from what I read, Ninth Wonder made this beat in 15 minutes.
A woman's threat.
This
he didn't ask the night away.
Cedric the Entertainer's on this bitch. Yeah, this is one of my favorite Jay-Z songs, period.
Back in the day.
Say again?
Like, I downloaded Fruity Loops back in the day. I was like, I could be a beat maker too.
You know,
that
I've,
was, that's
I've
how
never,
people. That's how people are now producers.
Yeah.
So you know how many
Oh, yeah. There's motherfuckers that just do Fruity Loops.
Yeah.
I don't mess with Fruity. I don't do that, none of that shit. Logic, fuck that.
This
Ableton
record right
there. He ain't got the FL Studios.
Right.
This record right here is produced by Marshall Mathers. You can kind of tell an Eminem beat though.
It does, yeah.
This is a great record.
Gives you a lot of those vibes, man. Things come for granted me. This moment of clarity. This moment of
honesty. The world will fill my trunk. This is a episode I don't fucking know. This is the 3-year episode special. Chucky Williams, B1, B40 Fondrelli will be here sooner or later. I haven't heard from Booster at all today. I don't know where the fuck he's at. Nigga feel my true pop die. Didn't cry, didn't know him that well. Between him doing heroin and me. Is Jay-Z the greatest drug dealer success story of all time? When you really sit back and think about it?
Has to be, bro.
Has to be, right?
Has to be. Marcy Projects, baby.
If he did what people say he did,
yeah,
and became who he is, that's a better story
a
than
billionaire.
Any. Yeah, yeah. A legal one, too.
A legal one.
Yeah. He's the greatest drug dealer story of all time, in my opinion. My big brothers and so many others I saw. So what a lot of people don't know, Mr. Chucky Williams, is before picking Black Album, you initially went with Guerrilla Warfare by the Hot Boys, an album that I also thoroughly enjoy. I asked you earlier, but I want to ask you on record, Cash Money or No Limit?
Well, we're going to go with Cash Money Millionaires all day, man. Shout out to BG, man. Shout out to Juvie. Shout out to... That Lil Wayne, man, with the Jabo G's and the white tee and the Reebok
Classics, man. Oh, shit, Jabo G's. These motherfuckers don't know about that shit.
Where you at, baby? Yo.
Oh, fuck.
Those dudes came in with a whole different
vibe. Whole different shit.
Than No Limit. No, No Limit had it. You know, they had to change.
Do you remember the first time you saw the Ha video?
Oh,
yeah.
I do.
Hell yeah.
Crazy.
What the fuck did he say?
So crazy.
Is he talking?
Yeah. And the thing is, when I saw that, if you were to go back and look at that video now, like, those guys had, like, $18 to their name. If I have no money, but like you look at it like, but I loved it because they did it where they was from.
Yep.
You know, they stayed where they was from. They said, we from Magnolia, man. We gonna get these projects, get them in there. And I said, man, that was a classic, man.
There's two treacherous areas that I want to go just because of the danger factor. I want to go to North Korea. It's weird. Uh-huh. I also want to just walk through Magnolia Projects.
Just walk through.
If I could,
yeah.
I probably wouldn't make it through all the way without getting fucked with. But in the back of my mind, I'm always like, it'd be cool to just walk through
just
there.
Walk through. Uh huh. I went to a dollar store back in like 2000 and bought a Cash Money chain for like $15, bro.
I did have a Bad Boy necklace when I was 17.
Yeah.
That's funny.
They was like, I was like, I don't want no No Limit tank.
We all know this one. I got 99 problems and mainly about one bitch.
Hey, hey, hey.
celebrate the minute you was having dope. I'm like, fuck critics. So you are my age. We like this 90s old school rap. I guess it's crazy even considering it old school, but it is.
Yeah.
You and me also talk about being older guys that don't want to be out of the loop with what's going on currently.
Completely.
Do you stay pretty tapped in? I know you got two younger sons that probably are very keen with what's going on, yeah. So they probably put you on a shit. I got a bunch of younger homies that keep me put on a shit. Yep. Is there any of this new age shit that you're interested in? I like a lot of it. Yeah. There's nothing that's just captivates me like it did back in the 90s.
Completely, yeah. But I fuck with it.
Is there somebody new that you're excited about?
I rock with Lil Baby Heavy.
Okay.
I rock with Lil Baby. I like Moneybagg. I like Lil Durk.
Okay.
I fuck with Lil 42.
I do like 42. There's something about 42 that I like. 42. I'm not sitting there listening to him on my own, but when I do hear him, I'm like, oh, I like it. Yeah, I like his voice. So
who I still rock with, like, I feel like he was coming in at the end of that era, but he's still rocking. I rock with Future so heavy, bro.
Yeah.
I rock with Future heavy. So, you know, he gets a lot of these features on these albums and stuff.
Yeah.
But he still came back a minute ago now. But I still rock with him. So,
Future was a guy that I was kind of hating on early, but over the last couple years, there's no denying it.
Yeah, completely.
Like, motherfucker's fucking dope. Yeah.
I'll rock with a little NBA young boy. You know,
he's one of those guys. I can't get it. I try to.
I'll listen to it. Let it rock. But nothing sticks out. Like, even like I rock with a little baby really heavy, but I'm like, I don't know what this guy's saying.
You know, I'm like,
I can pick up the lines, you know, and stuff. Yeah. You know, like, I don't know, you know, but I give it a chance, you know, like. And I'll go through, like, the rap life on, you know, Apple Music just to see, like, what am I missing out on and stuff. And I'll ask my kids, like, my son the other day, he was like, I don't know, y'all might have heard of V's. Y'all know V's?
No.
DJ. Did the DJ know V's? But, you know, we played it, and I'm like, the shit was kind of rocking a little bit, you know, but it's not going to go back in my rotation. But,
it
was rocking, you know, like, I know my kids, they're heavy on Rod Wave. Like, they've traveled to go to Rod Wave concert. I haven't really rocked with them yet. You know, I let it rock.
I always am like, why is he so sad all the time?
And that's what it is. I'm like, man, he's depressed.
Yeah. I can't, like I said, like, and maybe this is just me being an old fucking pervert, but like, I'm in the mood to fucking holler at some bitch.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Like, I'm trying to get turned. Yeah. I'm not trying to sit here and be like, woe is me.
Yeah, I'm like, this rap is so that's what they rock with. So, you know, I'll never hate on what's new. You know, I might be, 74, and, you know, still new rappers coming out. It's just a different thing that they're rapping about that I have no interest. Like, you know, even like I say, when we was growing up, you know, we had all the music video shows. You know, it made it easier to learn the songs and rock with the songs, seeing the music videos. But when I go on, like, YouTube now, and I'll be, like, rocking, I'm like, what is this?
Yeah,
like, you know, I'm like, nothing against it. Like, I wish I had some money and some chains and some cars and some girls. You know, but it's, like, it's so repetitious I'm seeing more
for
now.
Sure, for
like,
sure.
You know, but I'm not hating on them. They doing it, you know, just, like, man, I used to love, like, telling people, like, seeing rappers on, like, MTV Cribs or something. Like, these guys really doing something with their money. You tell me right now, where did Lil Baby live? What's his house look like? You know, like, what are you doing with your, you know, and that's why I say, I'm not going to hate you got your chains and stuff. You know, they shop it. And that's why I say even certain things that I don't rock with now that I see a lot of these younger kids do.
Right.
We wore what we saw the rappers wear.
Yeah.
And they wore Timberlands. Right. I got $150 to go get some Timbs.
Yeah.
They had a Nautica shirt.
Right.
I got $44 to go get a Nautica shirt.
Yeah.
Now, Balenciaga, Dior, Chanel. So, you know, you got a kid, be like, I want a Louis belt.
Yeah.
Like,
nah.
They're 13. Yeah. Like, you know, like, you know, so it's tough now, but that's what you know, that's what you see.
For sure.
You know, so that part's kind of tough. So I was like, no, I'm good, man. I got a white tee, man.
I do want to ask you, and they're fairly new, especially when we're talking about the same time span as Little Baby shit. What are your thoughts of Griselda? Do you listen to Griselda at all? I know you and me both are into New York rap, like Conway, West Side Gun.
Know what that is,
bro. Oh, you don't
so bad.
Oh, okay.
Griselda.
Oh, so you're not familiar with like Benny the Butcher.
So I haven't listened to a lot of Benny the Butcher. My dude was like, "Yo, y'all got to rock with him."
Yeah.
And I just haven't really given.
You're
him a chance
into
yet.
'90s New York rap, and
for sure.
You and me like the similar stuff. Yeah, go back and listen to. So Griselda is a crew consisting of Conway the Machine, West Side Gun. And Benny the Butcher.
Okay.
There's like similarities to like Wu-Tang, kind of like the Lox.
Yeah.
East, they're from Buffalo, New York.
A bunch of street
grimy rappers, but they got dope beats. But I think that
I'll check it out and rock with it. Okay.
Oh shit.
So they still kind of newer?
We just put Chuck. They've been around the last probably 4 or 5 years. They're signed with Shady. They're also signed with Jay.
I was gonna put me on with some music, maybe not, bro.
DJ guy
is stuck right now. DJ guy took some signing. You see, it's fucking springtime here in fucking Alaska.
Yo, it's a beautiful day outside today.
I'm all drugged up on allergy pills and shit. Right. Like, I'm trying to taste this fucking thing.
This motherfucker's just taking the 1800
shit. They're taking everything in my system right now, man.
This record right here, ladies and gentlemen, public service announcement. Another banger. This was the video where he had Beyonce rocking his chain.
They ready for that, bro. They ready for that.
I appreciate everybody listening out there. Buzzsprout says that the Scarface Tubby Show is being played in 33 countries. I think they're lying to me, but I'll take it. Shout out to everybody outside of Alaska that's listening to this shit. Salute.
I used to move snowflakes by the OZ.
You can call me CEO of the ROC.
What would you consider to be the greatest rap crew, rap label of all time? Out of all the dynasties. Rap label slash crew. We've got Rockefeller, we got Wu-Tang, we got Death Row, Cash Money, No Limit, Bad Boy. Out of all the dynasties, who would you say is the greatest dynasty in rap music history?
Because who I mess with, I'm going to say The Rock.
Okay.
After that, I'm going to go with what No Limit did, bro.
What they did was unheard of and really still to this day has never been matched.
Period.
Other than the fact that the music was trash.
Trash. And you know what? I was going to wait till I got here to say it. And I know Tubby, like, he don't necessarily fuck with Silk the Shocker like that, right?
That's funny.
Listen, yo.
That's funny. Say what you got to say, and I'm going to ask you the next question. Perfect segue.
I will still listen to Charge It to the Game.
Oh, my gosh.
Today. Bro,
I am shocked.
Do not play with me, like, yo.
Fuck that, yo.
I've got a question for you, Mr. Chucky Williams. Right. I've asked it to him. Yo. I've asked it to many of my friends. Who is, in your opinion, the worst rapper of all time that you can think of that is successful or famous? My answer for the last 10 plus years?
Yeah.
It's a tie. Silk the Shocker, Bizarre from D12. Those are the... Who, out of well-known rappers that have made it, who would you consider to be, in your opinion, who's a rapper that you just can't stand?
Man,
I can't hear Bizarre rap, and I can't even listen to Silk rap. Silk even starts a verse, I'm skipping it.
Shit.
Worst rapper, in your opinion.
You know who I thought was okay, but I'm like, you're not doing it for me, bro. And it's questionable. I did not like Dero.
Who?
Dero. Clean on inside, clean on outside.
Yeah.
Dero, whatever. I was like, it was what it was, but I'm like, I don't know. I didn't feel his seriousness about it, you know, which is why he's probably not nowhere now, I guess.
Nowhere.
You know, I just like, you had a banger. I will give you your banger.
He got a chip and dip.
Damn.
Hey, who's better, Silk the Shocker or Magoo?
What's Magoo doing, dude?
Bro, shout out to Timbaland and Missy and Aaliyah, man. Don't play with
time. Hey, you asked. I've said this many times. Missy Elliott, greatest female hip hop artist of all time.
Agreed.
It's not even close.
I'm rocking with Silk, though, man.
Silk the Shocker's
but,
trash.
Hey, Magoo, man, yeah, you don't get a lot of bird is the word, man.
You know what's the bird? Bird is the word.
Oh!
Fried rice in the house.
What's up, dogs?
B-45 really. Got the big old jug.
What's up? We go around circle. Oh, my God.
We got pizza upstairs. We got fucking fruit. We got a fruit bowl.
Let's do that and then put this back upstairs real quick.
I'm
gonna jump on them sticks.
Fuck yeah. Oh shit, now the party's really lit.
Silk the Shocker, man. That's my guy. I'm listening to Silk later today, man.
Dude, if you think about it, No Limit Records, for as many records as they sold, if we really think about it statistically, artist for artist, they had the worst fucking label of artists.
Oh, completely.
Let's just go down a list of some of the artists.
Cain and Abel,
the first song was pretty good.
Hey, wait a minute. When they had Shake It Like a Dog.
Hey, Cain and Abel, I'm fucking...
You can play Shake It Like a Dog.
Mr. Servo.
Are two Leskin twins or two Puerto Rican twins?
Dominican.
There was Mercedes.
What album are we doing? We're doing Black Album.
We're doing Black Album.
Okay, sick. Yep.
Now we're going through who's got rap label's got the worst artists, and we believe it's No Limit Records.
I don't know, man. Cash Money had Gutta Gutta.
Cash Money did have Gutta Gutta. He's team Cash Money all day, every day.
I'm team original Cash Money before Nicki Minaj. You know, like, nah, man.
Before,
like,
Young Money?
Before Young Money. Young Cash Even though Money, I rock with Young Money. I rock with Young Money all day.
Let me change the dark ones out for the daytime shades real quick.
We got the homie B40 Fonz drilling the house, formerly Sicario's Tacos, now better known as Guapo Tacos, yes, motherfucker. May 5th, Cinco de Mayo, Javi's fucking death day. 100 push-up death day. I can't wait.
So can he do like 4 sets of like 25?
I even told him, I said, hey man, I'll even let you do them in tens. I don't think you could do more than 10 in one session.
Tens is a good look.
I see you're on your push-up grind pretty heavy.
Bro, turn the video on. They can't see my chest right
now. What is that board that you posted?
You like that Amazon.
It's like different positions?
So it breaks it down. You have chest, triceps, back, and shoulders. And you move the fucking pegs and shit. $30 on Amazon.
Yeah, I might have to cop.
I've got 74 today.
It's affecting me.
Do you see my chest? And it's so nice. Funny. So I'm talking to my baby mom today. And I was like, yeah, somebody told me my waist looked a little thinner and stuff. And she was like, I meant to tell you, like, I see you a couple weeks ago, your chest looked a little bigger. I was like, yeah, that's something light. Don't play with me. I got a new dad bod shirt, so you know, look a little better.
Hey, do you play, boy? Fly free, baby. This record right here is Justify My Thug. This is produced by DJ Quick. This is one of my favorites on this motherfucker. DJ Quick is another artist that we need to do an album
Shout
soon.
Out DJ Quick, yes sir.
Oh shit!
I just rewatched that.
I did ask Chucky Williams if he ever owned a pair of the G Unit Reeboks. He said he did not.
No G Units, man. No G.
Hey, where's your S dots?
They're in my room. I'm gonna go grab them here. I was telling him, I was like, I got them in my closet, in my bedroom. I got the brown. I had the black ones and the brown and tan ones. I don't know what happened to the black ones. B40 Fonzarelli's here to watch fucking Mike Perry fucking destroy Luke Rockhold in bare knuckle fighting.
Hey, bro, that's what I'm hearing.
Which starts in about 90 minutes.
Yes, sir.
That was a great record. This next record right here, ladies and gentlemen. Lucifer.
Ooh.
Lucifer. I'll always remember Fade to Black album when he's hearing the beat for the first time and he makes that super ugly face. And it's like,
Jay-Z.
Yeah, Jay-Z, greatest rapper ever, worst scrunch face in all of rap, dude. Face. That scrunch face is hideous, dude.
I want to sit here.
He got them dark forces in him, but he also got a righteous cause for sending them a murder me. So I gotta murder them first.
I got these papers right here.
Say again, sir? Yes, the fucking, here's the marijuana right there. We need a grinder.
Grinding.
I know some guys are anti-grinding.
Shout out to the Clips.
Mm-hmm. Fucking, who would you say is the hottest R&B singer of all time, Chucky Williams? I know you, like me, appreciate a pretty lady, especially in the music scene.
I'm a Mary J. person. Yep.
Okay.
Out of all
the women in R&B, Mary J's number one most attractive on your list? Number one on your...
Singing-wise, or you said looks? Or you
I'm talking about looks. Hottest.
You want to know who
80?
My boo is?
Who's your boo?
Kelly Rowland.
Oh.
Well played.
Oh. Kelly Rowland is my boo.
Okay.
I don't know who Beyonce is, but I give me a Kelly Rowland.
Over Beyonce?
LaToya.
Yes.
I'm the Beyonce.
Okay.
So I had a chance at LaToya a long time
ago. LaToya Luckett?
LaToya Luckett?
Not LaToya now. Not LaToya now.
She cut her hair and stuff.
Wait. Cool.
Not that way.
My other boo, Christina Milian.
Oh. See, that's like me with Cassie.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Cassie's my baby.
That's
my boo.
Now, look. Now I
can't. To this day, he thinks Cassie got away, dog.
Cassie, my boo.
I don't think I got a number one. Now that you start going down the list, like, even the way Ashanti looks right now.
Ashanti might have the longevity award, dog. Man, you know Irv Gotti just be crying when he sees her on the fucking timeline.
I'm here performing with nothing. That should be me, bro.
Number one, numero uno out of all women. Man, that's a tough one.
It is tough.
I might have to say Beyonce Knowles, man. Beyonce was it for me at Bugaboo. When Bugaboo video came out, I knew that in high school. I was like, that bitch is flawless.
When she did her little twerk booty shaking,
that one had
me with the little blue denim shorts.
And like, maybe it's because I'm getting older, but I think older Beyonce is hotter than younger Beyonce. She's starting to kind of look like her mom a little bit.
She didn't really have a lot of curves when she was younger, too. Dusty Shell, not as much curves. The curves now.
Yeah.
curves. I'm loving the curves now.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Ooh, Rihanna got them curves now, too. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah, yeah. She's getting a little thick.
Like
she's getting a little thick.
I like Tiana Taylor, too. Tiana mm-hmm. Taylor's cute, man.
She's cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's cute.
She reminds me of this girl back in 10th grade. She was rough back then, but she loved dudes and shit. Like, come here, nigga. Come hold my hand.
I don't want to be around you.
No, girl.
This record right here, ladies and gentlemen, is called Allure. This is another banger. This whole album is bangers. 55 minutes and 32 seconds of bangers.
I woke Jay-Z up at
3. I asked B40 Fonzarelli, you also are a Jay-Z fan. I was asking Chucky and B, I wanted to ask you, what would you consider Jay-Z's least favorite song to you?
Oh,
to me, it's H to the Izzo. I can't stand it. Is there a Jay-Z song that you just absolutely cannot stand?
Show me what you got.
Show me what you
got. I can see that.
Like it ruined fucking Rum Shaker for me.
That's yeah. Funny.
Show me what you got. Like, it started tight. I was like, oh, they dropped the sax funny right now. And then it wasn't.
Okay, Chucky Williams.
This one goes so hard, too.
Chucky. Usually I get worked up and I blow my load early and I ask the question early he on in sure the interview. Pause, dude. Pause. He, sure does. He says he sure does. I purposely waited a little bit. I wanted to get comfortable before I asked this. I've got to ask you. I'm surprised you haven't expected this question already. The quintessential hip-hop nerd question of all time.
I'll lay at me, bro.
What is Chuck Williams' top five dead or alive? Irish Dave, you know what to do. Cue in the music.
Yeah, I heard you had like one hell of a CD collection.
Oh, we already talked about it. We already talked about it. He talked about it in detail,
I got
too.
The CDs. Top five.
I was trying to wait to ease into the Sam Goody felony story. He jumped right into
yeah,
it.
Yeah, he jumped right into it. He wants to do a record, bro.
Nothing to hide.
He jumped right into
you
it.
You live and you learn.
You live and you learn, baby. Yo. What did they say? Minor setback from major comeback, pimpin'. Somebody,
top,
I heard that man. Shit. I was like, I'm going to use that shit for every time I fuck up in life. Every time I fuck up in life, minor setback from major comeback.
I don't anymore.
Imagine
download music on my phone.
That's fucking funny. Okay.
Right? Am I doing 1-5 or 5-1? Can I do 1-5?
You don't
I
even
can count down.
Yep, you can't. You can. A lot of people, a lot of pussies on the show like to do it in no specific order. Scary ass. So you could do it however you want. But Chucky Williams, top five, dead or alive.
Take notes for this. Jay is always number one.
Okay,
that's no matter what. Fab is number two.
Damn, look at that guy's fucking eye.
There you go. Like,
Fab
is number two all time.
Fab is number two.
Interesting.
All
okay.
Time.
Okay.
I'll go outside and fight somebody in the driveway. Over.
I've always said I like Fabulous. I know his whole body of work.
Yeah.
From day one, I always looked at Fabulous like he was junior varsity Jay-Z.
Yeah.
He's like JV Hope, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think
you can tell. You can tell. You can tell that Fabulous. He was influenced by Hope.
Yeah, completely.
I mean,
his
he says
his
it.
His wordplay to yep. this day yeah. is still.
Yep.
I'm rocking with T.I.
Oh, okay.
T.I. is my guy.
Okay. There was I've said it on a previous podcast. Yep. There was a couple years where I. There's more White Claws upstairs, too. There was a couple years where I thought Clifford Harris was going to be the next Jay-Z.
Completely.
And then he got on VH1 and completely destroyed
yeah,
his career.
Yeah, now you just changed. Like, yeah.
Yeah, now
that's why it's so Mike top.
Indubitably.
Yeah.
But I thought he put things together. Man,
yes.
Like, dude, I'm serious and yep. stuff, man.
I'm serious. Urban legend.
Urban legend.
Flawless
man.
King.
Oh, my God. We need an urgent legend. I'm like, fight.
Shit, even Paper Trail was fucking solid. Bro,
Paper Trail wasn't legit. Yeah.
Yeah, he's still a great rapper. Just somehow he's corny to me now. He became corny. But all time, fair enough. Okay, so that's three. So we got Jay, Fab, Tip. Round it out. 4 and 5, sir.
Ghostface Killah.
Whoa.
Tony Stark.
I was just listening to Supreme Clientele before you came over here. Okay.
That is my guy.
If you like Ghostface Killah, you will definitely like the Griselda dudes.
He didn't know who Griselda was.
West Side Gun, Conway. Yeah.
Like he'll, a drug trafficker? Or?
No, you know, Griselda, the rap group. Benny the Butcher, Conway, and Shane.
He's
like, Griselda Blanco?
Man.
So that's on my list.
Okay.
That's number four.
Number five, Chucky Williams. Top five, dead or alive.
Don't look at me like that.
Five is tough. Five is tough.
You look at me like yellow lenses, bro.
Yo.
His pecs was moving, by the way.
Five, my pecs are moving. Let him know. Oh, my God. You know what? Because I try to show every spot some love. I'm like, man, I love Dr. J. Man, I love Snoop. Man, I love your daddy. You know, like, I'm like, number five. You know?
Number five. And I would like to say this. I've said this to previous guests. Your top five is your top five at this current moment in your life. Most of us, yeah. That shit could change a month from now.
Straight up.
Especially four and five. A lot of people's number one and two solid. Three, four, and five could change depending on your moment where you're at.
Yeah.
But as of right now, today, what is your fifth? Who's your fifth in your top five dead or alive?
Top five, because, you know, you play it out like... I could just rock with him. I could put in the car and I could go. I could drive to Fairway.
Always a good time. Always a good hang.
I'm going to rock with Luda.
Okay. Oh. Okay.
I'm going to rock with Luda.
I can see you being a Luda fan. I like it. Yep.
I almost picked Luda's first album.
Okay.
Today. I don't think it was on the list.
Nope. Back for the first time? Nope.
I don't think it was on the list.
I think we did Chicken and Beer, right?
The album is trash.
Say what?
His first album is trash.
Damn. Back for the first time?
Yes.
You got boxing gloves, bro?
What?
Are you allowed to hit people? What's the rules here?
What's the rules here?
That's what we got. Irish Day for, baby.
I don't like that. I stand by it.
I like
Luda. You're comfortable right now.
Luda's one of those guys where I've always liked all of his
second
shit.
Second album sold me, but his first album.
Yeah.
If you
what's his best album in his catalog? To me, I think it's Chicken and Beer.
His first album still to me.
Oh, number one?
First time, yeah. I just love because I'm like, who is this guy? You know, it was a who is this guy to me. And I just like, even now, but like I said, I look at Luda, even though you go through all the acting and stuff, if you go on his Instagram every now and then, he'll just randomly do a freestyle.
Well, that's what he did.
And so I'm like, fuck this guy. Still got
remember when him and T.I. went at it with each other?
Yeah, completely. That was legit.
He gave it to T.I.
Sheesh. But his last freestyle, he did have the braids.
Just he had the braids back.
I knew he was serious.
It was legit.
He brought the braids back.
It was legit.
Nobody like wavy T.I. That's not T.I., fucking Luda. Wavy Luda.
Luda.
I don't like that's, Fast and Furious.
That's Fast and Furious Luda.
That's not
he's going to bring back?
It's period. Period.
He got fucking Cadillac spilling oil, bro. That's the Luda.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the last song on the Black Album, but it's titled My First Song. This is a great, great record. After this, there's four of us in the room. We're each going to pick a Jay-Z random Chucky Williams. This is your first time on the show.
Yes, sir.
What we do is we all pick a Jay-Z random. I like to let my guests know this is not a competition, but to me, it's always a competition when it comes to music. So pick a banger.
B-1 sucked me twice already.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is my first song. For those that don't know whose voice this is, fucking whippersnappers, this is B.I.G., motherfuckers. Pay homage. A lot of people don't know, Biggie and Jay were extremely close. When Biggie died, my little 16-year-old ass was looking at Nas and Hove like, well, who's going to take over? And if you ask me, Jay took that shit over.
Nah. He did a sort of song with fuck Jay-Z. Like, I don't know, bro. I don't know.
B40 Fonzarelli, you and me are super excited for this Mike Perry and Luke Rockhold bare knuckle fight. Could I get an early prediction before the fight starts? What round? Who's winning what round?
Let him know, baby. To be honest, I just don't like Luke Rockhold.
I don't either.
Like, yeah, who the fuck is knocked out by Michael Bisping? First of all,
he's so much bigger than Mike Perry, dog.
Yeah, but Mike Perry's... I don't know if Luke Rockhold got that dog in him, though.
Yeah, but if fucking... He's got to keep Mike away. Because if Mike gets him on the inside, man.
To be honest, I know that's going to be a great fight, but I'm a little bit more excited for Mendez
and fucking Eddie Alvarez.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, they're both juiced to the gills.
I love it, bro. Hey, here's the thing.
Bare knuckle fighting, they're allowed to take steroids, so all these old former UFC fighters are going to bare knuckle fighting and they're getting roided out, dude.
Here's a hot take. If you're going to get paid the top dollar, bro, juice the fuck up. Prime FC was great.
Fuck yeah.
Bring it back.
Yep. Fuck USADA, dude.
I want to see Vanderlei Silva be able to take
some bro. Come back at 53 to Jack.
This looks like fucking Baraka from Mortal Kombat. Oh, Ben Rothwell's on the card.
Oh, Rothwell's fighting? Oh, yeah.
Also juiced to the
Yeah. That's going to be a banger, boys. Mr. Williams, I wanted to ask you something.
My guy.
Obviously, this is a show where we talk a lot of dumb shit. We just are silly most of the time. Every once in a while, I want to talk about some serious shit. I do want to talk to you about something that I've talked to you about privately.
Yes, sir.
If you were to ask me, if somebody was to ask me about positive people, people who genuinely exude positivity on a daily basis, and I'm talking real positivity, not that fake virtual signaling shit that people do on the internet. Mm-hmm. To make themselves look cooler. Most fucking people do. You're one of the few people that I've watched for years. I don't feel like it's a front with you. I feel like you're genuinely a positive person.
I appreciate that,
man. And I, as a guy who spent a majority of my life being quite negative, and as I've gotten older, I try to be positive. I try to do this daily positive thing, but for me, it comes from more so a place of guilt for the shit that I've done wrong.
Sure.
I wanted to ask you, is your positive demeanor that you've always had since I've known you, is that something that you've always had, or was that something that you had to build or to teach yourself because of a previous lifestyle? I feel like for two people, there's usually two types of people. There's somebody who's genuinely positive because they were just raised that way and they just happened to go down the right path and they were just smart enough to know that was the way to go. Then there's people like me who become positive people because they lived their life so negatively they realize, oh, I'm going to go to hell if I don't change, right?
Up. Yeah.
Were you always this way, and how do you maintain that on a day-to-day basis?
Honestly, I've always been this way. I think we were raised that way, you know, just to see the plus, the positive in every situation that you're in, you know. And that's what I say, growing up in like church and stuff like that, it was like, it was what it was. We just, you know, always knew right from wrong. Yeah, you're gonna make mistakes here and there, you know, boom boom, whatever. But for me, it was just like life could always be worse, you know. And I always looked at that, you know, I looked at like my biggest situation was like 19 years old finding out I'm about to be a dad, you know. Mm-hmm. And so I look at that like, okay, I could be a dirtbag or something, or the situation could be worse. Like, my life could be over. And that's the first thing in my head. Like, I had that negative thought. Like, my life is over. I'm 19. Yeah. I can't go to Vegas, you know. I'm supposed to be out here partying, you know, and stuff. Like, I was going to go to Coots on my 21st birthday, which even though my boys were born 3 weeks before that, I went to Coots on my 21st birthday on a Thursday with a do-rag on just to say I'm in Coots with a legit ID and to get a rum and coke. But it's something I live with. And I've never been like a book guy where I read inspirational books and stuff. I just look at life like, man, shit. I wake up every day, man. What complaint do I have? You know, shit happened. I've been on jobs. We've worked slow things, contract jobs where I'm in there one day and literally like, hey, bro, you know, today's going to be it. You know, we're going to knock you out the rest of the day and you're going to be it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
You know, I could be like, man, obviously you're going to have those thoughts like, okay, you know, I'm burning this bitch down later.
For sure.
But, you know, it's like, something else is going to come up, you know. It's just like, so think the positive out of it. And, you
without getting too personal, without sharing too much information.
Yeah.
How long has it been time wise since you just completely blew your top? Because I feel like you're one of those guys.
I see it though, because I just, dude, you're a big dude.
Bro. Well, because I've always
feel my arm.
He said, "Feel my arm."
Oh, I did, yo. I did. Hey, here's the thing, bro. I've known Chucky since I was 21.
Yeah,
he's been a nice dude.
Yeah.
Some of y'all kids don't know what Platinum Jackson, Anchor, or Rum Runner.
An era.
Let them know.
So don't tell me what you know about going out. Know. You used to walk from Bernie's to Platinum in the snow.
That's why I was telling somebody. Chuck, I said, y'all will never know what downtown Anchor is. Walking around just outside in snow. Period. I'm like, yo, this is my city.
Hell yeah. So
last time, man.
But you know, man, I've never seen y'all like whoop somebody's ass. Like, you're always the nicest dude ever, bro. Yeah. And I don't, it's probably happened. I just never wasn't there, but
no,
I
it was,
wanted to see it.
To me, I'm gonna be honest, man. To me, it's something that because I'm a little guy, right? I grew up having the Napoleon complex. I gotta be crazy. I gotta let motherfuckers know. You know. Mm-hmm. And as I've gotten older, I'm like, that's not the fucking way. To think at my age, right? And I always looked at guys like you. I got a buddy Dre that's very similar, just naturally positive. Doesn't ever get distracted or disturbed. And as we've gotten older, I'm like I look at him now the way I looked at the big bad tough guy growing up. I'm like, that takes a completely different type of strength.
Straight up,
completely. To not just lose your shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I've definitely had the times where I want, but it was 2010, I think it was. 2010.
Platinum Jacks.
He said the timelines match up.
I didn't want to get kicked out of there, so I was like, man, I got to be on my best behavior. I was like, you ain't got to have me on the list. But I was at the VFW in Muldoon, right?
Oh, shit, that's a crazy
thing. So I was with a homegirl. So we go up there.
Always a good time at the VFW. Yep.
We're up there, we're chilling, we're cooling or whatever. She tells me she got to go smoke. I said, all right, I'm just like, whatever, cooling. We come out, one of my young homies, I see him beefing with some dudes, some military cats, whatever, you know. So I go to get him, and I'm like, bro, like, we good. Let's get out of here. You know, I'm playing peacemaker. Let's get out. He had just had a baby.
Yeah, yeah.
I said, bro, go home to the kid. I'm posted. Next thing I know, in the back of my head, bro, bop. One of the dudes fucking
dirty
me.
GIs.
Yeah.
These dirty GIs.
So I'm like, motherfucker. So I'm like, okay. So I turn around. I'm like, yo, what's up, man? Yo, meet me. Yo, what's up? 4 minutes later, not even that. We're going to say 6 seconds later. It's me and like seven military dudes. I got my swings in, but they stomped me out.
That's happened to me too.
I had a bracelet that I had bought from like Fred Meyer Jewelers. I had to go back the next day, lick it on the sidewalk. And it was so crazy because I was fucked up. Like my neck, I was bruised up. I'm like, so I'm going home. I'm
fucking
like,
hate these guys, dude.
I don't even know who nobody was. I'm like, where am I going?
Yeah.
Get on base?
Yeah.
But I'm so pissed.
Yeah.
I'm just going to wait it out. So I didn't even know who I was looking for.
Yeah.
So I talked to some of their homegirls who I knew was fucking with the dudes. I'm like, yo, see who's online. See who's on base talking shit in the barracks or whatever. Yeah. We'll figure it out. So never found out. But I had the homies, the older homies, the guys who go.
Right.
Like, yo, Chuck, when we find out, I was like, bro, I don't even know. I can't.
Yeah.
I don't even know. So it was what it was. Left it alone from that. And it was cool because I was like, man, I'm not going to make it to work on Monday. Like, my head still hurts. But the funny thing, that Monday, I was actually going on a house arrest for my DUI like a few months before. So I was at home posted, bro. I was like, chilling. Like,
this is the perfect time to heal up.
And that was what it was.
I was like, sort of reflecting in the dark room and rubbing my temples. You know
what I mean? He said, minor setback, major comeback. Minor setback.
I was posted, bro.
Well, I just wanted to let you know, sir, I've known you for a long time, and I've never, I've told you it on Instagram and shit, but it's definitely admirable, man. I wish I could become that way. I blew my top fucking 2 days ago. Over some dumb shit.
Who wants it?
Yeah.
Who wants it?
No, I got
I appreciate you, bro.
I went to Home Depot, true story, I went to Home Depot yesterday. I got to go get some cleaning supplies. I'm in the cleaning section. There's this tweaker dude, probably my age.
Tutor.
White guy, yep. White guy goes in there and he's going up to everybody in the hall and he's like, hey, Jesus told me to come and talk to you about the Passion of Christ, right? And he's doing it to these ladies and they're kind of scared, so they're just kind of listening to him. And he's coming to me and I'm a religious guy. I pray, right? And so he comes up to me, but I'm not already in the mood. I'm like, hey, man, I totally get it. I don't want to talk right now, but I feel like I need to talk to. I was like, yeah, you need to talk to everybody. I was like, I don't want to talk to strangers, man. I'm just trying to get my shit. Right. And so then he's just standing there. Right. I was like, but I get it. Right. And so I'm doing my shit and he's just sitting there looking at me. And so now I got to go around him to go to the checkout aisle. And so I go around him and he tries to talk to me again. I said, hey, man, I don't want to talk. And I walk away and then I'm going around the corner. He goes up to one of the Home Depot gals that's just sitting there greeting people. And I've now got to go back to grab one more thing. So now he's talking to her about the Passion of Christ.
Yeah.
And I got to walk by them to go grab something. And as I'm walking back, he's talking to her, but then he sees me coming back. And this is a guy who wants to talk about, like, the love of Christ, right? And I walk by, and then he's talking to the gal, and he sees me walk by, and he goes, yeah, and this guy right here, he doesn't have time to talk to me about it. And I just looked at him, and I just kind of put my hand up, right? And then I hear him go, I should just stomp his ass out.
He
sang it to the girl, right? Yeah. And I'm walking by, and I mean, he's smaller than me, right? And like, I turned around, and I was like, I could get a freebie right now.
Right now.
Just for my own,
I might have went and took that freebie.
I was like, there's people there, and everybody already wanted him out. I could see it, and I was like, this would be a great time to be a hero. Yeah. They would have applauded. Yeah.
The car ride home would have been fucking amazing.
Yeah. You got a little $25 gift card.
Yeah. I just heard this. I should.
Exactly.
Yeah. Five minutes ago, you wanted to talk to me about the love of Christ. Now you want to stomp my ass out. And so then I was like, man, I should just duff this motherfucker out. And I was like, you know what? You're a better man now. You're praying. You're trying to be a good boy. So, yeah, I'm trying to get like you, Chucky Williams.
Man, I appreciate that, bro, man.
Yeah. Okay, this is my favorite part of the show. I guess we'll all, let's each pick two Jay-Z records. We got time. We're only an hour and 20 into this shit.
I like
Chucky
that.
Williams, you're the special guest of this evening. You can pick any Jay-Z record, a Jay-Z feature, anything that's got something to do with Jay-Z.
Rock La Familia album.
Okay.
Good you choice. Me, you, me, him, her.
Oh, my God.
You just started fucking this competition.
Man. He started
I told you who wants to go outside and fight.
He started off.
Bro, he's in shape. I don't want to know. I bet he's gonna get me one of those.
This record right here is track 8 off the Rock La Familia album. I asked Chucky Williams if the first time he saw Emil, if he thought that she was a guy. He did say that he would smash.
I'd take her down.
He did. Yeah.
But you know, when she was thorough, when she was in fucking state property.
Here's the thing. I've always thought about this. Yeah. I always thought about
she's
this.
She's definitely thorough right now, bro. Love those movies. Yeah.
She had to, and I hate to sound like a pig, she's not physically attractive in the face, and her voice is good, but she's not that exceptionally great.
Yeah.
There was something. You did
so
something.
So you take her over Gorilla?
Over what? Would I? Gorilla?
Yes.
Over Emil?
Yes.
Yeah, fuck yeah. 10 times.
The Lakers game she was at the other day and they posted her. I'm like, oh, she's not that bad. I never really paid no close enough
attention. She
needs
to gain some weight. I'm not into skinny.
She put on a few pounds.
Here's my thing. I'm not into skinny chicks. Glorilla is a little too skinny for my liking, but there's something about her that I find. I think it's because she's so ratchet.
See, like these part of the games. Let me ask this. What about Rod Digger?
Rod Digger's super hot. Rod Digger's super hot, and I was always attracted to Rod Digger because she rapped with a bunch of dudes on some gully shit.
Yeah.
And she could hold her down. And
somebody asked me about her recently. I was like, Rod Digger was the one.
No, Rod Digger was hot. Fucking Jean Grey.
Shout a lot of people don't know about. Mode, baby.
Dude, Rhapsody.
Yep.
She's fucking gorgeous.
She's super tough.
Actually, you know what? Now that we're thinking about it, you know who I think might even be sexier than Beyonce when we're talking about hottest R&B singers of all time? I'm infatuated with the girl, her.
Oh, she's bad.
She's gorgeous. She's, bad. Yeah. She's gorgeous, and she's not super extra slutty with it, which I also admire.
Still got nice. Kelly Rowland, though.
Nice.
This is a great record. Okay, who wants to pick the next random? B1, you got one in the chamber? Memphis Bleek is an underrated rapper.
Yeah. Definitely. He's an awful actor.
You know what? Let's do Heart of the City.
Heart of the City.
But not the regular one. The MTV Unplugged one.
Oh, good one. Oh, well
I like
played,
that.
Sir.
I like that.
Well played, sir.
I like that.
Also, fun fact, I've said this before, Jay-Z's MTV Unplugged, probably my favorite live album. My favorite live album of all time.
And I sat there in front of the TV on MTV watching it, too. Yep. Hype. Stupid hype.
Yeah, let me find that shit.
ACP. Let me squeeze line them up. Drama what? Wild as fuck. Wild as fuck. Wanna be how like I would do what I used to wild as the bomb and fluid.
To the trauma you.
But I'm gonna do it.
Make your moms go through it. I'm a beast. Niggas always
wanna eat shit, then they Beanie Siegel always came with it.
He came with it, bro.
We gotta do fucking the Beanie Siegel Truth album.
Yeah.
You sleeping underneath something. Jigger man, what? Siegel, y'all. Man, Bleak, a million.
All right. Let's go.
Oh, man.
This right here is Heart of the City, MTV Unplugged version. A banger. This whole album is good.
Got that Roots band in the background. Ooh.
Yes, Questlove, fucking Jaguar, right? Say again.
Anthony Hamilton singing in the back too, right?
One more time.
Did you have Anthony Hamilton singing in the back?
No, not on this.
Not on this one. Not on this one. I've got to ask you, sir. I'm pretty sure I know the answer, but I feel like I need to ask you. Jay-Z. Takeover versus Nas's Ether, which one's better?
I hate it because I go with Ether all day, every day.
Really?
No matter what.
Wow.
I go with Ether all day.
I'm shocked.
Nas ripped into him like never before.
He did rip him to him, but damn, wow.
He played that on the radio.
What?
It, right?
So in your opinion, in the Jay-Z Nas rap battle rivalry, Nas won that one?
I don't think Nas won that one.
Right.
I just think Ether
was the better song.
Yeah, it was a better song.
For sure, for sure.
Jay definitely did his thing, but something about Ether when he put, I mean, it was
vicious.
It was an attack, man. It was vicious. Oh, man.
Yep, it was vicious. Me and Booster Gold heard it when it came out, and I remember being shocked.
I was like,
It was like watching your dad. It was like watching your dad get beat up.
It was deep.
I was like, damn, dude.
My all-time favorite, though, now that we said, because I'm still thinking about it, I still love Whitney Houston. Whitney Houston is absolutely beautiful to me. She had a look to her that as a kid, I'm like, that woman is absolutely beautiful. I'm going to be thinking about this for like 3 days now. Like, I love Jennifer Hudson, too.
Jennifer Hudson's hot.
I just keep thinking of people.
Jennifer Hudson's hot. I never found Whitney Houston to be like sexy. She was always pretty, but I never found her like sexy.
I thought she was like a beautiful woman.
Hey, you pretty. Know what I kind of like because she kind of ghetto? I like Mariah Carey, bro.
Mariah's hot, man.
Mariah's hot regardless.
But the thing about Mariah, you can just tell she's probably batshit crazy and she's a handful.
Yeah,
love that shit.
Probably the juice is probably not worth the squeeze.
There ain't no juice to squeeze left.
Nothing's left.
But fucking Mariah when she did the Honey remix with Puff Daddy and Mason them.
That was tough.
Irish Dave, bleep this out.
Irish Dave, you know what to do. Stay alert. Anytime B1 talks, Irish Dave knows to be ready.
Hey, do you think Mariah Carey is like a
Hilarious. I do believe that a majority of these rappers in the 90s was getting all up in them guts. I'm pretty sure Cameron smashed.
For sure.
They always smashed. This whole bestie, the whole bestie thing.
Yeah, nah, cut that out.
Nah.
Cut that out.
Get out of here.
Have you seen fucking Cam and Mace's new sports show?
Yeah, I love it, bro. I love it, man.
Yeah,
my man
denied
that.
You guys are hilarious. Little Mace and Betha.
It's weird how those two have been going at it for so long and all of a sudden you guys are just buddy again. Like, I know the history. So it's like, oh, all of a sudden, 15 years of just beefing and now you guys are just cool, huh?
Yeah, let's do a sports show.
How nice is that
bag? Charma's gonna dunk on Cam.
How nice was the bag they got off?
They must. Oh, you know gonna pay off.
Had to.
It's like Cameron Mace.
Because right now, just off New York alone, you know everybody's watching that shit.
Oh,
now.
Completely.
They're gonna get. They'll get a deal just off the strength of New York motherfuckers watching.
No matter
that shit.
What.
Yeah, that's genius. And apparently, from what I hear, they're both pretty knowledgeable about basketball.
Yeah.
Yeah. I heard Cam almost went pro or something.
He was a hooper.
Yeah.
He was a hooper. Real hooper.
Wow. So your boys are pretty
still
big
gonna dunk
your
on
boys
that
are pretty big into hooping, right?
Yeah. So
Charma's still gonna dunk on that dude.
He still, huh?
Charma's gonna dunk.
Yo, okay. I want to see that pop off for real. If
the Chalmers and Cam thing.
I want to see that pop off.
So for idiots like me that are not super sports savvy, Mario Chalmers is originally from Anchorage, right?
Yeah.
He went to high school.
And he's a professional ball player. And Cam has challenged him to a basketball game, right? Yep.
Mario Chalmers has two rings.
He's got two rings. He's a high school champion.
The only reason why I know him is because of my homies here.
Yeah, he has all three.
So, he's got a retired jersey.
Is he the most successful basketball player out of Alaska?
Trajan
getting no ring.
Yeah,
and Boozer ain't got no ring.
Yeah,
either,
but
so,
Boozer
yeah.
Boozer had a career. Boozer had a great career.
Like Carlos just, Boozer,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, they just retired his jersey in Utah for the Jazz.
Okay,
they did that. But I mean,
so Mario's the only one with championships,
with championship rings.
Gotcha.
LeBron James.
How old is he?
And he was a key player. Like he wasn't like he was just in the league.
Yeah.
He was a starter with LeBron James.
Damn.
You're not going to find that often.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So needless to say, him versus Cam in a basketball game, he's smoking Cam?
He has to, bro.
Yeah.
Like, Cam played high school ball and was tough.
Right. Cam's also
is
like
40
mid-40s.
Years old.
How old is Mario?
Mario's probably like 35, 36.
37,
I'm 43, 30. Okay, yeah. Because, he might have been coming into high school a little bit after I left.
Yeah.
But he still plays.
Yeah, for sure. Active.
He's still active.
An active athlete. Yeah. Cam's been fucking, what is it, pink horsepower?
Doing stuff we do.
Yeah.
And he got some new teeth, though.
He does.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, he does. B40 Fonzarelli, you got a Jay-Z track you want us to play, sir?
If you could find it.
Yeah, what you got?
I haven't heard this in a hot minute.
I'm going to go to YouTube town if I need to.
Jock and Jay-Z.
Yeah.
I would have never guessed that one.
When did that come out?
That came out fucking around.
It was never a studio.
It was a mixtape. Yeah. But it that was.
Oh wait, it's not on. It's
2006,
not
2006, 2007.
I thought it was on a fucking album, wasn't it?
No, it's not on an album. It's just a mixtape.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I heard that shit throughout the closing fucking video.
Yeah, I feel like I did too.
That's what I'm thinking, like mid.
Ooh, that's the 40-40 days.
40-40 days.
He's a,
The DJ, I met the DJ on his 21st birthday in Las Vegas at Club 4040 in Las Vegas with a bow tie on, ready to turn it up.
This is B40 Fonzarelli's pick. This is Jock and Jay-Z, also known as Dope Boy Fresh.
I was the only nigga wearing bow ties, too. Set it up. Set the trend of out in Vegas.
I'm still young, you know what I mean?
Mr. Chucky Williams, you are a religious man.
Yes, sir.
What are your thoughts on Kanye West? What are your thoughts on Kanye West doing the gospel thing? Do you believe it's genuine? Do you think it's disingenuous? A part of me thinks that Kanye does that because he's trying to get back in the good graces of the black community. Sometimes I think that he's using the religious thing as a get-out-of-jail-free card. What are your thoughts on him doing the gospel thing? Your honest opinion.
I downloaded the album just to download it because I do rock with Kanye.
Can I get that White Claw right there?
It was not a college dropout, Conway. I respect what you're doing the same way Snoop Dogg dropped a gospel album. You know, like...
Yeah.
I don't want to say I laugh at it. I feel like it was, personally for me, more of a publicity stunt than anything, you know. But I let it rock. You know, if that's what you feel you want to do,
right,
go ahead and do it. Is it going to last? I don't think so. Because Kanye, I fuck with Kanye all day, but he's off his rocker.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, he's off his rocker.
Man, because college dropout Kanye...
Yeah.
Fuck, man.
Producer, old school producer Kanye. You know, like... Man.
No, come on, son.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, like, bring that guy back. You know? All this, I still laugh every day when I look at, like, the picture of him at the Super Bowl with a fucking just black mask on, just like, a whole... you know, like...
You see that picture of him recently, the other day? Looking like sweatpants? Looking fucking chubby as shit, man.
Was he?
Yeah, he's looking rough, dude. I've been there. I know he's going through it. A lot of crying, watching old homemade porn. All right, guys. So we're basically going to go... We're each going to pick two songs. I'm letting you guys know right now, I'm about to do my pick, which would conclude the first round. I'm smoking all y'all motherfuckers right now.
Okay.
Siri, play Jay-Z, Where I'm From.
Ooh. I like that.
I actually thought that this was going to be something that you were going to pick.
Yeah.
This, in my opinion, my favorite Jay-Z song of all time. How real is this?
How real is this? It's a good freestyle beat if you're a rapper.
Oh, yeah.
The
problem is, I hate it when everybody gets on this beat, but it's such a good beat. It's like, I understand. I get it. From where the hammers rung, news cameras never come. You and your man's hung in every verse in your rhyme. Where the grams were slung, niggas vanish every summer. Where the blue vans would come, we throw the work in the can and run. Where the plans were. You motherfuckers at home have been telling me you want to listen to more music. Well, I'm gonna let you hear more music, motherfuckers. I'm gonna let this shit rock for about 30, 45 seconds. Still, I gave straight bets. Someone felt the most something and you nothing. Check. I'm from the other side where other guys don't walk too much. And girls from the projects weren't fuckers. Said we talk too much. So they ran up the times and then sought them dudes to trust. I don't know what the fuck they thought. Them niggas is foul just like us. I'm from where the beef is inevitable. Summertime's unforgettable. Boost is in abundance. Buy half price sweater new. Your word was everything. So everything you said you do, you did it. Couldn't talk about it if you ain't living. I'm from where niggas pull your car and argue all day about who's the best MCs. Biggie, Jay-Z, and Nas. With the drugs. Before DeFonzarelli, what is your favorite Jay-Z album out of his whole catalog? What would you say is your number one favorite Jay-Z album?
To be honest, it's between... And I know a lot of people are going to hate this, but I don't give a fuck.
Tell them how you feel, pimp.
Tell them how you feel,
baby. Between the Black album, because I love the Black album.
Yep.
And I thought fucking the American Gangster fucking soundtrack. Good. Yep. So
I can rock with that, yeah.
Yep.
I can rock with that.
Yep.
Because I'm not going to go buy fucking Blueprint, bro.
Yeah. Fair picks. Fair picks, for sure. Hell yeah. Here's a new segment that I've been doing the last two episodes. It's called Hip Hop News. Basically, what I'm going to do is I'm going to just read off some fucking headlines going on in the rap world. You guys are being fucking hit with world news all the time, fear-mongering shit. You got Booster Gold on this podcast telling us the world is fucking about to be over soon.
Where is Booster anyways?
I don't know. I haven't heard from him all day. I'm kind of glad he's not here. He'd be telling us how the world's coming to an end.
Just polishing that Monte Carlo.
But I'm gonna read a couple... I'm going to read a couple headlines, and then we'll talk about it for a little bit here. Apparently, Lil Pump was hounded by the IRS over $2 million in tax debt, despite being worth $12 million. Apparently, homeboy is not smart enough to do his taxes.
Is that the Gucci guy?
Yes. Yep. Gucci. Is that the name of the song? Gucci, yeah, Gucci Gucci?
Gucci
something. Yeah. Apparently, he owes IRS $2 million. That's a lot, man. 6ix9ine, Tekashi 6ix9ine is fucking coming back doing the goddamn Latin music shit. I guess he's just
real. Yeah. I thought he was in Africa, bro.
I'm here for it. Nice. I'm here for it.
And he in Africa right now?
Say again.
Wasn't he in Africa and doing
that? Yeah, yeah. Everywhere but fucking everywhere but New York. Everywhere but New York. Here's a little news clip that will interest us old heads. Suge Knight has doubled down on his claims that Dr. Dre did not produce Snoop Dogg's Doggy Style.
Bro, let it go.
No shit, right? Snoop Dogg has doubled
56,
down.
Like,
just rotting in a cell, just thinking about Dr. Dre all day. You
all
know he is.
Day.
Suge Knight has doubled down on the controversial claims that Dr. Dre was not the mastermind behind Snoop Dogg's groundbreaking Doggy Style. In an interview with TMZ, he said that it was Daz Dillinger, the Dog Pound rapper and producer, who is actually the one making the beats, which I do believe I have heard that.
Also, Suge is a hating-ass motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah.
Super.
We were talking about it on the fucking 19 Crimes episode.
Still,
it's
got to
be.
Dog.
Imagine, think about this, Chucky. Imagine being Suge Knight. Mm-hmm. You know you're going to spend the rest of your days in a cell. You're going to die in a cell knowing that Snoop Dogg is going to carry the death row name. Kids are going to forget who you are.
Suge who?
Yeah, Suge who?
Suge who?
Like, that's got to be a night. That's all he's thinking about in that jail cell. It's like, damn.
He'll come back in like 20 years later on an A&E documentary.
Yeah, completely. Yeah.
Suge Knight.
That's crazy. Really, there's nothing else going on in rap news that I see here. Nothing worth a shit, really. Nicki Minaj's fucking husband owes $750,000 for a dressing room assault.
Oh, Young Thug did. Young Thug put up Gunna's album on his IG page and they took it right back off.
Yup. Oh, yeah, there is some Young Thug news. Young Thug's lawyer is stating that he is surviving off chocolate and potato chips in prison.
No cap.
Okay. I like that.
B1 said, I know that for sure.
Yeah.
That's fucking hilarious. Okay, round two. This is a chance for you guys to redeem yourself. Chucky Williams, I'm going to let you go with the last pick. Give you the chance to end this on a high note. B1, give us one more Jay-Z random, sir. What you got for us, Playboy?
H to the Izzo.
What'd you say?
Yeah. Not because it's my favorite fucking song. What We Do, Freeway,
oh,
Jay-Z, Benny.
Nice.
Bro, yo. Yo, that was mine.
Oh, man.
That was mine.
Hey, back to the drawing board for you.
What's it say right there? I had it queued up, bro.
Oh, shit. Hey,
I'm a DJ. I'm a DJ.
He's good that.
I respect it, bro.
Scarface Tubby Show.
It's the cold winner.
I respect it.
Shout out to Freeway. We got to do that album, too.
That's Philadelphia Freeway album. Oh, my God.
Solid, bro. Solid.
Damn.
Throw away the key.
We got to hear Hov's verse.
We still try to keep mom smiling. Because when the tea stops showing and the stomach starts growling, then the heat starts flowing. If you're from the hood, I know you feel me.
Keep going.
Scarface Tubby Show, tell your fucking mom about this shit, man. Copy the link to this shit, send it to your friend.
Do me a solid, motherfucker.
We gotta raise our kids while we live and make a million off a record belt. My niggas out of prison. Fuck a Benny or Alexis. Just my boys in the squatter. Nigga talk reckless, then I hit him with the Smithin'.
Hit you with the Smithin', motherfucker. Then what do we call that shit? The Michael Chiklis? Got the Michael Chiklis right there, baby.
Rap about it. Clap about it.
What you got in there, Playboy?
Bro, it's water, though.
He said water.
Say a whole bunch of water, yo.
Yo, this is shit the water boy was drinking. He got truck on.
Chicken and gravy, man.
You do the math. Chucky Williams, I've been waiting for you for 3 years. Pause.
My God, fuck with you, my guy.
Finally got you in the war room, man.
Fuck with you, bro.
One of my favorite Hov verses.
R.O.C., man.
Bang like T-Mac. Ski mask, air it out. Gotta kill witnesses because three bears sticking out. Y'all don't want to witness shit. We squeeze hammers, man. Full of squeeze by you like Louisiana.
Hey!
I move keys, you can
call me the piano man.
Rain, sleet, hell, snowman, hey. Slang, no E, hydro man, no BC in the third lane.
Got God damn it, these guys are all so good together.
Like, son, you gotta get your soul clean before they blow the horn like Coltrane. But still, I cry tears of a hustler, wipe tears from my mother, pull out beers for our brothers.
That's a beast, bro.
Make beers for the babies, tuck kids under the
bottles,
cry tears for their mothers.
God damn.
I still don't know what happened to fucking Magoo.
Yo, so you know what happened before you showed up? Before you showed up, you brought up Magoo.
Drag on, baby.
Dude.
I wonder what happened. What the fuck did that Asian MC, what's his name?
Jin the MC.
Jin the MC? What do you do with fucking shit?
Y'all learned Chinese.
Yo, what do you know? What do you know about Smiles and South Star, dude? Yo, back in Fairbanks, motherfuckers would say me and Fleetwood Malone or Smiles and South Star used to piss me off, dude.
Bro, I can see it.
God damn, I hated it so much. Okay.
One hit wonders of 2002.
Yo, completely, bro.
Smiles and South Star. These kids don't know. Okay, B40 Fonzarelli, you pick your last random. I'm going to pick a random. And then Chucky Williams can close this shit out so we can eat some fried rice.
All right, y'all going to fucking love this one. Shout out to my lady. Let me hear some 03 Bonnie and Clyde.
Oh, shit.
My God.
My dude. Yeah. Hey, this motherfucker came over to the war room and did one of those Sunday night slow jams fucking.
This is fucking new.
03 Bonnie and Clyde?
Yeah, bro. Put that shit on.
Hell yeah, I got you, Playboy.
Bro.
Oh, right. Shit. This was an error right here.
Sunbeam's back. Sunroof motherfucking back, bro.
Look for me.
This just became Sunday Night Slow Jams, dude.
Somebody calls me from jail.
Hey, I'm the only dude that has done that on this podcast.
How much would you pay for a solid 10-15 minute Jay-Z Beyonce sex video? How much would you pay?
None.
I would pay.
He'd have to be short hair, Jay. I don't want to see the mop. No, no. I need your help. If I'm paid, bro, I need that. I need that.
I need you to cut your hair, Phil.
Jay-Z diving into the water with
a
life vest.
He said, "I need short hair, Jay." I need volume 3, Life and Times of Sean Carter, Jay.
Put that leather jacket back on.
God damn it. That's fucking hilarious. Oh, gross. It's me and
my girlfriend. Bro, my sister be listening to this podcast. She's like, you guys are all
She's like a bunch of fucking goobers, dude.
She's like, people listen to this shit? I was like, yeah.
Okay,
bro,
I gotta make sure. I gotta make sure I end this shit nice and proper. Like, Chucky's got a chance to get one up on me. I gotta think this through.
No, competition is a competition, bro.
You know what? As two Sam Goody alumni,
ooh, I know. I know. You see how I tied that shit together? This man was talking about cash money earlier. He was going to get guerrilla warfare. I put it all together. God damn it, I'm the GOAT.
I totally forgot about that.
It was like I thought this shit out days ago.
That's a joint right there.
You woke up thinking about
it. I woke up and was like, yes, Chucky Williams is coming over.
Let me talk to him.
A lot of people don't like this remix. I love Ho's version.
I love it. You about ready
to roll a doll, huh? Some of that draw, huh? You about to get to I still love Juvenile to this day. Scarface Chubby Show episode something, I don't fucking know. We up in this bitch.
A man.
Get your Glock on fire.
A man.
Until the moment you expire.
Say what? Yeah, say what?
You guys both got the CD at some point at the same time.
Yo, I'm mad.
What's up?
I'm mad.
What you
mad?
I
totally forgot about the fucking song. I hope you play it. Because if you don't play, it's going to be... Everybody will get a downer.
It's going to be pretty hard to beat this one right here, though. I'm going to be honest.
All right.
You know what's something I didn't catch until like a year or two ago? When you listen to the hook to Ha... He says you make something out of, or you make
you're
nothing
a paper
out of
chaser,
something.
But you got your block on fire.
No. So just for the, say the words as you know it, because I'm going to tell you something that's going to blow your mind. Say the hook, slow it to me. The way you
you're
know
a
it.
Paper chaser.
You got your block on fire.
You remain in the G.
Till the moment you expire, you know what it is.
You're making nothing out of something. You're handling your biz.
See, in a hook, Juvenile says you make nothing out of something. That's backwards. You're supposed to say you make something out of nothing. I just heard this like a year or two ago and it blew my mind. Listen to the chorus.
That's true.
Bounce. It's supposed to be you make something out of nothing, not you make nothing out of something.
You're right.
Listen to the hook. That blew my mind. I listened to this shit for 20 years until I heard it. I accidentally ran this shit back.
Rammed up, huh? Fucking them up, huh? You won't be stunned on your cell,
huh? Just imagine some dude talking to you the way he's talking in this song. It'd scare the shit out of you, dude. Like,
I'll go the other way, bro.
I think this guy's about to rob me. You start talking to me and saying, huh? I think you're about to rob me. Listen. You make nothing out of something? That don't even make sense.
At the time, it sounded good.
It's still dope. But that don't make no goddamn sense, and that shit blew my fucking mind. Okay.
Right. What'd you got?
A message to them. Be like, bro, you know what you did in your song?
Man, that's crazy.
Hey, you should tweet what'd him right now.
I discovered that while recording the Hot episode. It was like my first year doing the show, and it was one of those episodes I did it by myself. And as I was recording the show in real time, I discovered that, oh, shit, this motherfucker said his own goddamn shit wrong.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Man, Chucky Williams.
I don't know. I'm trying to figure out what B1's doing. Like,
I know what it is. I know what we all fail to yell, but go ahead.
Chucky Williams.
I mean, I've got like five that I could still
I think one of them is probably within the five.
Well, I have a question
for the host.
Yes, sir.
Is this Chucky's show or... B1.
This is the Chuck.
Hey, did we establish the rules about fighting?
I'm just saying. I mean, no, you see me, I'm right over there too.
Yeah, look at
I'm right over there and right over there. I'm right over there and right over there.
My little one was down here.
I fuck with you, bro.
My little one was down here a couple weeks ago. I could tell she was looking at that picture like, what the fuck's going on over there? She didn't ask questions like a real one. Chucky Williams, before you give us your last... Jay-Z random, there is a question that I wanted to ask you. This is a question that I ask most guests. This means a lot to me because I know you have an extravagant CD collection. I know that you have probably thousands of dollars worth of CDs.
Thousands.
A lot of which you acquired without paying for.
Yes, sir.
Which is fine. You paid your debt to society.
I paid my one-time fee of $16.99.
Yes, sir. So... this is a question that a lot of my listeners have heard before.
Yes, sir.
You're about to go on to an island. You like to travel as well. You're about to go to an island. You're going to be on this island for a couple years. Food's provided for you, lodging, everything that you need. There's only one little caveat. You can only bring three CDs with you, and it's going to be the only three things that you listen to for the duration of this trip on this island. You might be there for the rest of your life. Who knows? You never know. You can only bring three CDs with you. Out of all the albums that you listen to, all the albums that you love, all the CDs that you love, what are the three CDs Chucky Williams is bringing with him to this deserted island to go listen to music and watch porn by himself forever?
Yeah, what is he playing it out of, though?
Say again?
Like one of those like old ghetto walkmans? Yeah.
What's my speaker system? Like?
You got a decent little system out there. You got a little something
to knock
with. We've never delved that deep before.
So. Yeah, we haven't. And you know what? That's why I got you here, man. You asked the hard-hitting questions that nobody wants to ask.
Nobody needs to know.
Texas questions first off, bro.
You got a sweet setup on the island.
Yeah.
The only problem is you can play three. Three albums. And I will say this. I'll even do you one better. It can be any genre of music.
One for sure. It's an album I listen to beginning and end all day. Lauryn Hill's album.
Miseducation?
I'm going to take that.
Interesting.
No matter what.
Okay.
That's like my just need to chill vibes. Yep. You know, fuck this island.
I
need to relax.
Yeah. And that's another thing to consider, right? You already know you're going to be on an island. You're going to want something for different moods, right? You don't want the same shit.
That's why I'm like, I know that's one for sure.
Okay, Miseducation, Lauryn Hill, classic.
I'm going to rock with... I'm going to do... You know what? I'm gonna do. No, I'm not.
No, I'm not.
You know what? This is gonna catch you guys off guard.
Oh.
I'm gonna rock with my boy Thugger. Slim Thug.
Oh, really? Which one?
I just do already platinum album.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Something about that.
Just good album.
I listen to that album regularly. Yeah, like, bro. Because honestly, because I'm thinking about my location right now.
Yep, yep.
I'm not trying to be on some shoot 'em up, bang bang. Yeah, right. You know, but exactly. Still have my cool little my cool little mix, and then So the already platinum, I just like the way he put that together. Slim Thug is one of my favorite artists out of Houston. Yep. Also, shout out to Lil Flip, man. Game Over. Yo, next time you DJ, sir, can you play Game Over by Lil Flip? the remix? So I'm going with that.
As walking music. Yeah.
So I got Lauryn Hill, I got Thugger, because I'm thinking I'm there. And then it's the most randomest ever. One of my all-time favorite albums. It's weird. It's the Kirk Franklin Christmas album. Like, I listened to this album, like, in June. Yeah, like, yeah. You know, like, but it's, like, my, just based on my upbringing and where I'm at. Sure. Like, that'll be, I don't want a whole bunch of gospel, but that's going
to
be, like,
my. I was going to ask, do you listen to any gospel hip-hop, like Lecrae or anything like that? Like,
I listen to Lecrae a little bit, but I've never been in, like, one of my partners who was, like, out there, and got in church, but, you know. Me and him used to always listen to rap music. He's from the Bay, so he was always the E-40 guy and stuff like that, Too Short, whatever. And so he got into it, and he was like, Chuck, you got to check out this gospel rap artist. And I'm like, the way we grew up on gospel choirs and stuff. If I listen to gospel music, I listen to gospel music.
Gospel music, right.
And I listen to old gospel music. So even like my sisters and stuff who still like heavy in the church, like they'll listen to stuff now. I'm like, that don't do it. You know, so I'll listen to 1990s gospel, still to this day. Sundays on my way to church, I've listened to gospel and it's old school gospel. So that's me. So, but no rap gospel. Okay. So if I'm listening to rap, I'm listening to rap.
Yeah. Well played. Okay. Period. So Kirk Franklin Christmas album is the third album?
Yes, sir.
Okay. It is what it is.
Yes, sir.
I've been waiting to hear that list. Now, Chucky Williams. Final Jay-Z random of the night. Before we play it, is there any shout outs you'd like to give? Anybody you want to say hi to? I love you too.
Straight up, man.
I usually have these guys on here saying fuck a bunch of people, but I know you're a man of positivity and love. So
even though Yo, when I see you tonight, man, I know
those GIs that jumped me back in 2004.
I haven't forgot.
That's candy. I want to give a shout out
to my twins always. Like, those are my riders, man. My man Jerron Williams, my man Jalen Williams. And I do want to say, we might just have to play like a snippet of one.
Shout out
to my man JDWP, man. He's the number one up-and-coming rap artist. He's on Apple Music, man. He's on all platforms.
Oh,
JDWP, man. He just dropped a new joint out called Golden State. He's got the joint. I'm going to see him at some point because I found a video on YouTube and the background looked really familiar. And I found out my man was in my crib and shot a music video in my kitchen. And I said, it's all good, fam. I'm like, can I at least be in a video? He's got an album out. He's got an EP out, JDWP. He's doing it. He says he's going to do something this summer, throw a little party, whatever. I would hope all DJs listening would put JDWP into their most local, most recent rotation.
As he's looking at me.
But shout out to my guys.
Well,
man,
shit. I didn't know he was professional on his shit like that. How about let's do this? Give me a fucking last Jay-Z random, and then give me one of his records that we'll play, and we'll end it with that shit.
This is what we're going to do. We're going to ride out with Jay-Z, Volume 3, Life and Times of Sean Carter.
Okay. Oh, shit.
Do It Again.
Oh, yes, sir.
And I want to know what...
I like that one.
You like that one?
You know what?
You rock with me?
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to know what you was going to pick, though.
Rockefeller.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too.
God damn, this is a good one.
I used to watch this video back and forth for some reason.
Every DJ battle I had, this was my main intro.
This is going.
Oh, no shit? Hell yeah.
5 seconds to get on the dance floor, bitches. Time is up. Let's go.
Yeah, this was the video where they're in the tunnel, right?
Yep.
So this is when they outside.
That was one of the things being a nerd.
Wearing my denim suit.
being a fucking nerd growing up in that time, being too young and being in Alaska, one thing that I always wanted growing up is I wanted to go to the tunnel.
Oh, yeah. I
always
yeah.
wanted to just go to the tunnel in New York and just see it.
And just see it. Yep. Yeah.
I remember being like 17, being like, fuck, I want to see that shit.
Shout out to Funk Master Flex and them back in the day. Yeah. Funk Master Flex used to have the goers.
Funk Master Flex is great.
Funk Master Flex. Fuck hey. Yo.
Funkmaster Flex has grown to be quite the old hater, though, hasn't he?
Yo, he sure has.
He's
different, bro.
Yeah, he's a completely different person now. I grew up loving that guy.
I rock with Funk Flex, heavy.
Yep. Clue, fucking K Slay, all those dudes.
Shout out DJ K Slay.
Rest in peace.
Say again.
I stopped fucking with him when he started like getting his own goddamn, you know, fucking. Have you seen this fucking Funkmaster Flex Horde Expedition?
Yeah.
No, like me and Joe, if we see it, it's gonna be a bad night.
Oh, I forgot he is big into like cars and trucks and shit.
Yeah, those fucking terrible lugs.
Hey, you ever owned a pair of lugs, Chuck Williams? Don't lie.
No, don't play with me, man. Don't play with me. I have boots, shoes, low top boots.
Nah, it was all Tim's. Tim's all
Tim's and lugs, bro.
All right, man.
Shout out to the Source Magazine, XXL Magazine, man.
Fuck yeah.
Kept me up on my fashion tip.
Fucking rap pages. Rap pages.
Bring back East Bay.
Bring back East Bay.
That's funny. All right, Mr. Williams. You said your boy is quite the rapper. What is his name? What's it go by?
It goes by JDWP.
JDWP. Okay.
Album we're going to go with is album Up From Here.
Okay.
Song 4.
Released 2022.
Yep.
Fresh. I like the cover.
We're going to go with Wifey Type.
Wifey Type.
Shout out to my girl Samantha, man. I love you, baby. Where you at?
14 tracks.
Yes, sir.
High Baller Collective.
High Baller Collective, man. My man Jalen, man. He does his own thing. He does his videos, does his album. I didn't even know my dude was rapping, bro, but he's out there.
That's what's up.
Got videos on YouTube. Shout out to
JDWP.
He don't
want to talk about it. He'd be about it.
Be about it.
I respect it. This is Wifey Type.
That's 90% of the battle. Just getting out there and banging out.
And I get a shout out in this song, too.
Speaking of Wifey Type, man, my man's booed up now. I see my man doing his thing.
Yes, sir. Happy home.
It's a great thing.
Hey, man, being domesticated.
My man B40 Fonzarelli's fucking domesticated.
Sir. Love to see it.
Me and B1 are hanging on to dear life, but
Bro, I was talking to some wonderful ride. What's his name?
Say what?
I was talking to, shit. Fucking Simone, that was his name. Obviously, Dylan? The
second
youngest one.
Where?
I was talking to Dylan. He's all like,
Frozen?
Yeah.
Huh?
Frozen?
Yeah.
Oh, Dylan from Frozen Founders?
Yeah, he's all like, man,
because
he's also domestic.
Yeah, he's super domestic.
Yeah,
he's super domestic. He's been RVs out in the summer.
Right, he's in the show. He's like, hey, man, how's it been? I was like, dude, just chilling. He's like, hey, bro.
I love it, bro. I've had my fun doing my thing, bro. I love it, man. Babe, what are we having for dinner next? Spaghetti? Okay, and then we're going to have a movie night? Okay, I'm with it. I love it, bro.
I just be staying out of trouble. Yeah. God damn.
It's nice.
B1's over there. Yeah, it looks like it, motherfucker.
Hey, we love you, man.
Hey.
Your time will come, B1. Don't worry.
It's coming, brother.
I fucking told you.
Stay positive.
Second show, I fucking told you.
Okay, I like this shit. Scarface Tubby Show. It's a beautiful Saturday here in Anchorage, Alaska. I got my boys with me. We about to close this shit out. We're gonna watch some fights, eat some fried rice.
She worth your type, but I ain't looking for no wife. Met this bitch last night, she was begging for the pipe. If we fuck, you ain't staying, you gotta leave the same night. I could never wipe these hoes, they try to ruin your life. You know the deal, what's up with me, I treat them right.
You wrote that down, DJ B1? JDWP.
JDWP. You gonna be one? Met a bitch that I thought could be my wife. Okay.
Well, son.
JDWP, yes, wifey type. You can get that on all DSPs. Chucky, we did it, man.
We did it, bro.
We go back, man. We've had a lot of fun together out in the social scene. This is our first time finally being able to sit down, kick it, shoot the shit.
I appreate you having me, my guy.
I would like you to come over here more often.
Yes, sir.
What album would you have in mind for a follow-up? I like to ask the guys, just so we kind of have a ballpark of where we're going. Do we keep it East Coast?
You know, we are going to rock with that Guerrilla Warfare, brother.
We want to
rock with that Hot Boys.
Okay, we're going to save that one for Chucky Williams. Sir. We're going to do it. Any last thoughts? Anything you want to say?
Again, yo, shout out to Tubby, man. I appreciate you having me. Like I say, man, we've been rocking with this guy for a minute, man.
A minute.
No matter what, man. always whatever a good it is, time. Life has always brought us back together, you know. And you've been one, you've been A1 since day one, bro. So thank I you, appreciate brother. You, man. I'm back. As soon as you tell me to come back, I'm right here.
Tub Life.